Werewolf at the Zoo, written by Charlie Richards, narrated by Niccolo Spritz. Chapter 1. Rainey leaned against the fence and grinned.
Well, that's quite the mess you gotten yourself into there, bro.
He couldn't suppress the chuckle when the dark brown eyes on the other side of the fence narrowed and he heard a low growl.
Keep your fur on. I'll have you out soon enough. Then you can tell me what the hell happened to land ye in the zoo.
This time, the growl was unmistakable, followed by his brother launching at the fence and snapping at Rainey. You really shouldn't get that close to the fences. And what did you do to piss him off? You shouldn't be teasing the animals. Rainey turned to see a slender woman in brown slacks and a gray button-down shirt. The shirt had the zoo's logo emblazoned on it. Her blonde hair was twisted into a bun at the nape of her neck, her full lips scowled, matching the hostile glint of her blue eyes and the hands resting on her hips. Out of the corner of his eye, Rainey noted his brother ease back from the fence and stare avidly at the woman.
I apologize. I didn't mean to aggravate him.
He grinned and shrugged.
Guess he liked the smell of the jerky I was eating, and I promise I didn't give him any, though.
Rainey glanced over his shoulder at his brother.
Since I have plans for work tonight, I'll be on my way.
Giving her a wink, he moved past her.
Thanks for your concern.
He heard muttering as he strode away from the pen. He'd discovered what he needed to know anyway, the kind of lock on the cage holding the werewolf. When Rainey had heard his brother had landed in the zoo in wolf form, he'd laughed his head off. Cliff had been missing for 2 days before they'd figured out what happened to him, or where he was anyway. Only Cliff could give him some idea of how he'd ended up there. He chuckled. What would humans think if they knew there was a werewolf at the zoo? An appealing, musky scent hit Rainey's senses, and he paused. His gums began to tingle, and he had to concentrate to keep his canines from dropping. Taking several deep breaths, he glanced around.
What the hell?
He hissed. Rainey's gaze swept the area, trying to find the source of the delicious scent. A glance over his shoulder had him focusing on a slender young man who stood talking to the woman he'd just left. The man's shoulder-length blonde hair was pulled into a short ponytail that brushed against his collar. He stood at a medium height and muscle definition outlined the arm that held a black satchel. He wore the same outfit as the woman, with a white lab-style coat over the gray button-down shirt. He and the woman headed into a building several feet away. When the man paused at the top of the stairs and glanced over his shoulder at him, Rainey's breath stuck in his throat. The man had the deepest blue eyes he'd ever seen. His cock, already half hard from the man's delicious musky scent, filled the rest of the way and pressed against the seam of his suddenly too tight jeans. He took a step towards the man, but when the stranger's eyes widened in surprise, Rainey forced his body to pause. His inner wolf wanted to whimper at the flash of panic in the man's eyes before he slipped into the building and pulled the door closed behind him. Taking a deep breath, Rainey shook his head and cleared his senses. A moment later, he realized he still stood staring at the closed door and forced his body to turn away.
"We'll come back,"
he promised the agitated inner wolf pacing inside him. Something about the man had stirred his beast. After dealing with the problem of his trapped brother, he'd take the time to figure out why.
"Asus," Travis grinned when he saw Lisa frown at him. "Sorry I'm late. Doc Martin needed an extra hand holding Sally down. She has a cut on her leg."
Lisa rolled her eyes.
"Who named the crocodile Sally?"
Travis chuckled. "An administrative assistant named Bernice, who worked here 3 years ago when the croc came in. I've no idea why the name stuck." Opening the door, he ushered Lisa in. A tingle worked its way up his spine, and he paused in the doorway to glance over his shoulder. His gaze swept the sidewalks between animal sanctuaries, but he saw nothing amiss. Then his eyes fixated on a man 20 paces away staring right at him. Sweeping his gaze over the man, he wanted to moan.
"Oh, look at that body."
He had a heavily muscled frame without being bulky, dark hair, and deep green eyes that focused on him with an intensity that caused a second shiver to race down his spine.
Dark blue jeans hugged toned thighs and a black t-shirt stretched tautly over ripped abs.
God, what would it be like to trace those with my tongue?
Travis frowned, realizing the directions of his thoughts.
Shit.
His friend Roger had come out to his parents the second year of college. Roger's family had disowned him, and Travis's parents had supported their decision. He wasn't allowed to be gay, unless he wanted to lose his family. Rolling his shoulders, he shoved the disturbing thoughts away. Movement snapped his gaze back to the man, and Travis saw him take several steps towards him. He felt his eyes widen as panic flooded his system.
Oh, hell no.
If the man came over, Travis knew he'd end up doing something stupid and out himself. Getting his feet moving, Travis shut the door behind him and found his sister staring at him. He took a deep breath to get his racing pulse under control and noticed the tight lines around Lisa's jaw.
What's eating you?
Lisa frowned.
Nothing. Just some jerk messing with the new wolf. God, some people are just irritating.
Thank God she hadn't noticed his own moment of distraction.
What happened?
Travis watched her shrug. When her gaze landed on him, he lifted his eyebrows. Lisa shook her head.
Not sure. When I walked up, the wolf had just launched itself at the fence. The guy thought it was funny.
Then what?
For a second, Lisa looked confused.
Oh, nothing. When I questioned him, he made up some lame-ass story about the wolf liking the smell of his jerky and walked away.
Huh. He'd never seen Lisa this upset about a patron bothering an animal before. Sure, it was frustrating that some people didn't respect the animals, but if they'd let it bother them, they'd be angry every day, all day.
Easy, sis. I'm sure the wolf is fine. It was sitting quietly near the fence when we walked away.
Knowing a change of subject was in order, he forced a smile.
So, what do you need from me?
We have two snakes that need to be checked. They didn't eat the mice given to them last night.
Travis groaned.
Aw, shit. You know I hate snakes. Why couldn't you get Carl to check them? He doesn't mind the disgusting creatures.
He watched in surprise as Lisa shuddered.
Sorry, but Carl gives me the creeps. He keeps touching me. I'd rather not work with him.
Touching you? Travis growled, following his sister down the backside of the cages.
What do you mean, touching you? All innocent stuff, you know.
She waved her hand dismissively.
A hand on my arm or the shoulder, that kind of stuff, but it still gives me the creeps.
Well, if anything happens, you let me know. I'll take care of him.
Whoa. Where did that protective instinct come from?
Lisa's snicker brought him back to the present.
What are you going to do, big brother? Quote the human resources policy on sexual harassment at him?
Wow. Ouch. So, he was a geek. He had to be. If his parents found out he would prefer to date men instead of the occasional woman his scholarly look attracted, he'd be screwed, and not in the way he wanted.
Sorry, Travis, Lisa soothed. It's just, we both know you're not much of a fighter.
No, he admitted.
But I do have seniority. I've worked here almost 7 years. I can pull some strings to get him reassigned.
Lisa's eyes widened.
You'd do that for me?
Wrapping an arm around her shoulders, he grinned.
Of course. You're my baby sister.
You're the best, Travis. I'd do anything for you too, you know?
Sure, sis.
He turned away, heading along the cages. His heart thudded in his chest. Would she say that if she knew he would rather be fucked by a man instead of fucking a woman? Or would she feel the same way as her parents? He couldn't risk it. What did it matter? He'd controlled his urges for years without anyone finding out.
Damn sexy stranger.
Let's see these damn snakes and get out of here. Lisa laughed. Travis smiled. It took him longer than anticipated to finish checking the snakes, mostly because he put off touching them as much as possible. He didn't know why Lisa enjoyed working with them. When he left the reptile house, he glanced at his watch and saw it was nearly 6 o'clock.
Did you want to grab a bite at the cafe before it closes?
Sure, he said, nodding. Nothing waited for him at home except an empty apartment and a few science fiction books. Travis followed his sister across the park and into a cafe attached to the gift shop. It closed in 20 minutes, but that would be enough time for them to get their food. It was dark by the time they finished eating. The cafe had closed around them, and Donnie and Casey, the cook and cashier, had sat and chatted with them for a bit. Travis glanced around the dark park, already missing the warm days of summer.
It sure gets dark early anymore, doesn't it? Lisa murmured from next to him.
Travis nodded, staring out over the park.
Sure does, but I like the quiet of the night. There's something to be said for listening to the animals settle in their pens.
Yep. Are you going to Mom and Dad's tomorrow for supper?
Nodding again, he grinned. And have Mom on my ass for missing Thursday supper 2 weeks in a row? She still grouses about how I let these animals come before family. Lisa rested a hand on his arm, and he turned to look into her concerned eyes.
She's just worried about you because you never bring anyone home to supper with you, and the only reason you ever miss out is for work.
Travis groaned.
Oh, God, Liz, don't you start too. I'm happy with my work.
At her hurt look, he bit back the rest of his classic rebuttal, mainly that he didn't need anyone in his life. It was all a line of bull anyway. Instead, he said, I'm sure that special someone is out there somewhere. I'm just not in any hurry to find them.
Chapter 2 Rainey watched Cliff run a hand through his dark hair, so similar to his own. He knew the depths of his brother's irritation by the deepening of his Irish lilt.
I'm pretty sure it was poachers. I was out stretching my legs when I smelled blood. I found an injured deer in a clearing. The scent of the deer's panic was pretty overwhelming, so I didn't notice the men until too late. They tranked me, but since I'm aware, it didn't knock me completely out. I couldn't move, but I remember them tossing me into a cage and taking me somewhere with a number of other cages. I could smell other animals, but they kept me sedated so I couldn't change or look around much. Finally, I ended up at the zoo.
Rainey watched his brother rise and begin to pace, his movements jerky and agitated.
We've got to find these assholes and put a stop to this.
Calm down, Cliff, Declan said. The large African-American, their alpha, rose and rested a hand on Cliff's shoulder, squeezing in reassurance. Since we had to put another wolf in your place so it wouldn't look like a theft, I've already got to put a call into Detective Stryker. He's going to look into how you were purchased and try to track them that way.
Rainey smiled. Detective Grady Stryker wasn't a wolf, but since he was a loner by nature and a good man to have around in a sticky spot, Declan had granted him access to packlands. The massive Bengal tiger stayed clear of most wolves, but Rainey had struck up a friendship with him when they bumped into each other at a gay bar in the nearby city. They'd even dated once before, quickly deciding they were better off as friends.
If anyone's going to dig up the truth, it's Grady. He won't let us down.
Cliff nodded. In the meantime, I'd like to go back to the zoo and see if I can learn anything by talking with the workers. If they're getting animals from poachers, there's got to be someone smoothing the way from the inside. After the alpha nodded his consent, Cliff clasped hands with their father, Duncan. Rainey heard a murmured, I'm glad you're safe. Before Duncan released Cliff and his brother headed out the door. The memory of a sexy as sin blonde with a ponytail had Rainey easing to his feet.
I think I'll go with him.
Again, Declan nodded, giving permission. Rainey strode swiftly out the door. He just managed to jump into the passenger seat of Cliff's car before his brother backed it out of the driveway. Seeing the frown on Cliff's face, Rainey chuckled.
Didn't think I'd let you do this alone, did you? With poachers afoot, we need to watch each other's backs.
At that, Cliff grunted his acknowledgement and turned the car onto the road. Rainey let the silence lengthen for a moment before turning back to his brother.
Are you sure you're up to this, big brother? Getting caught like that's quite an ordeal. Maybe we should wait until tomorrow.
Although his wolf protested the idea, he could tell by the fatigue lines around Cliff's eyes and the white-knuckled grip he had on the steering wheel that his brother wasn't well. Cliff glanced over at him before forcing a deep breath into his lungs.
I think I've found me a mate. I need to go back.
At the zoo? That's great.
Rainey grinned over at him.
Why aren't you happy?
His eyes widened as a thought occurred.
It's not one of the other caged animals, is it?
Cliff barked out a laugh.
God, no. It's that woman who yelled at you. The one who yelled. He couldn't help the grin. That woman had also disappeared into the reptile building with the man who smelled oh so good. Maybe they'd both be there.
Nice. I'll help you find her.
So you can butt heads again before I have a chance to woo her?
I don't think so.
Ah, Cliff, that wasn't really your fault, you know. If you hadn't attacked the fence, I wouldn't have gotten into trouble. At that, Cliff chuckled.
Sure, little brother.
The men fell into a companionable silence. Rainey took the opportunity to doze. Retrieving Cliff from the zoo the night before had gone smoothly, but had still taken most of the evening. Rainey had managed only about an hour of rest before heading out on the rescue mission, and the lack of sleep was catching up with him. A smack to the arm had him jerking to full wakefulness, and the sign for the zoo appeared ahead.
So, your mate's a zookeeper, Rainey mused. How do you know it's her?
After paying their entrance fee, Cliff glanced at him and shrugged.
I just do. It's in the way she smelled fucking fantastic, and the way my body reacted to her. Like I couldn't wait to strip her down, look every inch of her body and... Oi, too much information there, bro. I get the picture.
The image of the young man he'd spotted yesterday came to mind, because, damn, that was the reaction Rainey had to him. Could he be? His head snapped around and drew in a breath of heavy, musky goodness.
Fuck. Over there.
Cliff swung around and followed him.
Good nose, Rainey. But how'd you know?
Because something smells absolutely wonderful. And that it is.
He couldn't help but let out a low growl of appreciation when he spotted the young man he'd ogled yesterday. He could feel his prick perk up as his gaze swept over the blonde man again. The growl from next to him surprised him, and Rainey turned to see Cliff glaring at him.
Mine,
his brother snarled. Rainey's brow shot up.
What? The woman's mine. Don't you touch her.
It was then that Rainey noticed the woman speaking with the object of his lust. He laughed.
Damn, Cliff, relax. As if I want anything with a pussy. You know me better than that.
He watched the tension ease from his brother's stance and gripped his shoulder.
Come on, let's go introduce ourselves to our mates.
Cliff's brows shot up.
Aye, Rainey said. The man next to her is mine.
Cliff nodded and led the way. As the younger brother, Rainey dropped back and followed Cliff down the path, their stride catching up with their prey just outside the penguin habitat.
Excuse me, miss,
Cliff called, touching the woman's arm lightly. Both of them stopped and turned to Cliff.
Yes?
She questioned, her gaze shifting between the men before focusing back on Cliff. To Rainey's pleasure, the man stared at him for a second before his eyes widened in recognition. He tried to focus on his brother's words as the man talked about an empty crocodile exhibit.
Travis here would be able to tell you more. He's one of the zoo's vets.
Finding himself the object of everyone's perusal, Travis blushed prettily.
Oh, yeah.
Rainey wanted to find out what else on Travis's body would flush when he fucked him.
Sally had a cut on her leg, so she's in observation right now. Someone tossed a bottle into her cage and it broke. We take good care of our animals here, so if I find out who did it, I'll...
The woman laid a hand on the man's arm. Rainey barely managed to suppress his growl at the personal touch.
Relax, Travis. She'll be fine.
She turned back to them.
My brother takes the care of our animals very seriously, as do I.
Her gaze narrowed on Rainey.
Which is why neither of us like it when people mess with them.
And shit. She recognized him. Cliff must have realized it too, because he held his hand out and introduced himself.
I'm Cliff McDougal. This is me younger brother, Rainey. He mentioned your little altercation yesterday. Believe me, we're both animal lovers, and we would never do anything to purposefully harm them.
Did Cliff purposefully forget their almost weekly runs? It wasn't like they didn't hunt on them. Rainey had to bite back a groan. This could cause problems later on.
I'm Lisa Carlisle, and this is my brother, Travis.
I'm one of the keepers here.
Lisa, lovely name,
Cliff soothed.
I've always wondered what went on behind the scenes. Would you do me the honor of dinner tonight? I'd love to learn more about your work. I'm a warden for the nearby National Forest, and I'm interested to see how it compares.
Lisa hesitated, her glance straying to her brother. Sensing her worry, Rainey offered,
Since you've just met us, and I'm afraid I'm not the best of impressions, perhaps you'd be more comfortable if we all went.
Rainey's gaze drifted from Lisa to Travis.
Surely you have to eat as well, Travis.
Holy shit. Was the man flirting with him? Right here in the open? Having no experience, Travis couldn't be certain. He glanced at Lisa, whose brow rose in question. Travis could tell from her waffling that Lisa really wanted to go, but wasn't certain about being alone with an absolute stranger. He ducked his head in a nod.
Sure. We're not available tonight. How about tomorrow?
Rainey and his brother exchanged a glance, messages passing between them only as siblings could do. The men nodded.
That sounds wonderful,
Cliff replied. After confirming the time and place, the two men took their leave and headed down a side path, talking and pointing at the exhibits they passed. When they were out of sight, Lisa clutched his arm.
Thank you so much, Travis. That man is the hottest thing I've seen in years.
Travis chuckled and pulled Lisa forward, continuing toward the reptile house to check on her snakes. He wanted it over and done with as soon as possible, and he felt certain that dealing with snakes would get rid of the boner he'd acquired at being so near Rainey. Sure, his sister thought Cliff was hot, but he didn't hold a candle to Rainey.
You gonna tell Mom about your date tomorrow night?
He teased.
No way. And have her ask a million questions that I can't answer? God, his arms were drool-worthy, don't you think?
Lisa gushed. Opening the door, Travis rolled his eyes.
I cannot believe you just asked me that. I'm not commenting on attributes of your dates,
he groused good-naturedly. Lisa giggled. Actually, giggled. What was it about the two men that affected them so? Because when Rainey had focused his penetrating green eyes on him, he'd wanted to giggle too.
Sorry. Even you gotta admit they were both studs.
He shook his head and sighed, unwilling to say anything that might incriminate him.
Let's go check your snakes.
Chapter 3. This was not a date. He would not think about it as if it were. Lisa was going on a date and Travis would chaperone. Sort of. He and Rainey were just going to keep an eye on things to make certain Cliff and Lisa were comfortable. Shit, who was he kidding? It felt like a fucking date. Grabbing a shirt, he held it up to his chest. Travis had changed 3 times and still couldn't decide what to wear. He'd never been to the pub they decided to meet the brothers at and wasn't certain what was the norm. Staring at his jeans and loafers, he shrugged. It wasn't like he needed to impress anyone, right? So why was he stressing? Grumbling irritably, he tossed his shirt on the bed and stared around the sparsely finished room. He'd moved into the 2-bedroom condo 3 years ago after being promoted to a senior vet position. He looked at the clock and realized he should have left to pick up Lisa 5 minutes ago. Out of time, he abandoned his search for a different shirt, grabbed his keys off the table near the door, and dashed to his truck. He made record time and managed to make it to his sister's on time. She came bounding out of the door before he'd even parked. At least one of them was excited. And it should be Lisa who's excited, Travis mentally admonished. She's the one going on a date.
Hey, thanks for coming to get me.
Lisa kissed him on the cheek and grinned.
I really appreciate you coming. This guy makes me excited and nervous at the same time. It's really weird.
Putting the car in reverse, Travis chuckled. He knew exactly what she meant. Except in his case, it also scared the shit out of him.
Really like this one, huh?
Smiling at him, She nodded.
I hope he's as sweet as he seemed yesterday.
I'm sure he is. With a date like you on his arm, how could he not be?
I knew there was a reason I brought you, Lisa said with a grin.
In all actuality, I'm taking you, and it was Rainey who invited me, he pointed out. Lisa just laughed.
Ha! As long as you don't cramp my style.
Don't worry, sis. I'll stay out of your way, he replied dryly.
Hey, that's not what I meant. Don't be ridiculous. We're just a group of friends going out to have a good time.
She focused on him for a moment.
Are you okay? You seem a little tense.
I'm fine, Travis assured, flashing his biggest grin. I just have a lot of paperwork at home. He felt his sister's hand squeeze his arm.
It's Friday, Travis. Put the work aside for the night and have a little fun.
This time, Travis didn't need to force his smile. I will, sis. All too soon, they pulled up to the Irish pub. Travis followed a step behind his sister, then reached around her to open the door and usher her inside. He glanced round in surprise, impressed by the cleanliness of the place. A bar lined the far wall, booths ringed the other two, and plain wooden tables filled the floor. He spotted the brothers at a booth to their left. They appeared deep in conversation, but as one. They both stopped and turned to look at the door. A welcoming smile broke over Cliff's face when he saw Lisa. Travis risked a glance at Rainey and found the younger brother's gaze boldly raking over him. He fought back a shiver at the heat in Rainey's look, and then the moment was gone. Rainey rose from the booth, following his brother toward them. After Cliff gave Travis a brief smile and nod, the man's eyes were only for Lisa. Travis watched Cliff kiss his sister's hands, rest the other on the small of her back without letting go, and lead her to the booth.
Don't worry. I won't do that to you.
Travis's head whipped sideways at the whispered words. Rainey stood behind his left shoulder, his chest almost touching Travis's back.
Not that it isn't tempting, of course, he breathed. All he could do was stare at the gorgeous man behind him. Come on, handsome. Let's join the others.
Rainey's chuckle and hand on his shoulder broke through Travis's shock.
No, 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 this is not happening.
He'd been hiding too long to be outed because he couldn't get his brain to work around this guy. It didn't matter how good the man smelled, how the intense glimmer in his green eyes sent goosebumps over his skin, or how the innuendo in his words hardened his cock. Travis would not let this man get to him. Glaring over his shoulder at Rainey, he shrugged off the man's hand.
Hands off, I'm here for my sister.
His eyes still twinkled, but Rainey removed his hand.
Of course. In that case, after you.
Travis walked to the table. A glance back showed Rainey's gaze glued to his ass. Caught staring, the man grinned shamelessly and winked. Amazed at his brazenness and obvious comfort with his sexuality, Travis shook his head and sat down. Rainey slid in next to him, far enough to rub their thighs together. Shifting as close to the wall as possible, he managed to get a couple inches between them. The waiter showed up, and Travis asked for a Sam Adams. A moment later, he gratefully took it and downed half the bottle in two swallows, anything to settle his nerves. After placing their orders, he glanced across the table and saw his sister in deep discussion with Cliff. No help there. Looking at the man next to him, he asked,
"So, what do you do, Rainey?"
He realized the question was a mistake as soon as the man turned to look at him with that sexy smile and twinkling gaze.
"I'm an accountant. I may like animals just fine, but I've got no desire to work with them. I'll leave that to me brother."
"Your accent, is your family originally from Ireland?"
Rainey nodded and grinned.
"Aye, me family's originally from Ireland. My parents emigrated a number of years ago. Our parents' accent is pretty pronounced, so we get it from then, even though we've only visited the old country a few times."
He watched Rainey's gaze flicker to his brother, and Travis glanced that way.
As Cliff gave the younger man an approving nod, Travis wondered at the hierarchy between them. Rainey seemed to defer to the other man, following his lead and allowing him to make decisions. It was an interesting family mentality, and Travis wondered if it was an Irish thing.
"Have you always wanted to be a vet?"
Rainey's question brought Travis back from his thoughts. He shrugged. "Not really. I originally wanted to become a writer."
"Oh, you write?"
"I did when I was younger, but not too much anymore. Now I just don't have the time." Rainey must have heard the regret in his voice because he asked,
"How come you became a vet then, if it doesn't give you enough time to do what you enjoy?"
Travis saw the confused interest in Rainey's eyes and had to smile. The man seemed to genuinely care. But how did he tell him that, in his father's opinion, being a writer wasn't an acceptable career?
"Our parents..."
Travis's eyes snapped to Lisa. She'd evidently heard Rainey's question, and he knew she hadn't approved that he'd mostly given up on his writing to follow his parents' wishes. Now he used it mainly as a stress outlet.
Lisa's lips were pressed into a thin line.
"They're a bit controlling, to put it mildly."
"Controlling how?"
Travis reached across the table and took Lisa's hand before answering Cliff's question. He appreciated that she felt outrage on his behalf, but she was on a date. She shouldn't be getting worked up about this.
"It's fine, sis."
His gaze shifted to the man next to her. "Threats to cut off financial support, mainly. I don't need it now, but while in college I did." He blushed, amazed he'd admitted to that. What was it about these men that encouraged him to share more than he normally would? Travis felt a light touch to his knee and turned toward Rainey. He couldn't even begin to guess at the meaning of the look on Rainey's face. The arrival of the waiter with their food broke the tension and his need to explain anything else. Never had he been so relieved by an interruption. Digging into his steak, he moaned his appreciation.
"Wow, that's good."
Rainey froze next to him, a bite halfway to his open mouth, his green eyes fixed on Travis's lips. Travis swallowed hard, wishing his cock didn't take that moment to harden almost to the point of pain at the look of unbridled lust on Rainey's face. Flushing, Travis dropped his gaze. A glance up through his lashes showed him Cliff had seen the exchange, but Lisa continued to focus on her food. He let out a breath he didn't seem to know he held, and returned to eating. Suddenly, he felt an arm behind the back of the booth. Travis glanced at Rainey, but the man stared across the table at his brother. With some surprise, he realized the man had finished his steak already.
"There's a nice bar about a half hour away that has a pretty good-sized dance floor. What do you say we move this party?"
Lisa's eyes lit up.
"Dancing? Oh, that sounds like fun. What do you think, Cliff?"
Her date grinned at her.
"You mean get the chance to hold ye? That sounds like a fantastic plan."
Lisa grinned back, and Cliff ran a knuckle over her cheek. The check arrived, and Cliff swiped it without hesitation.
"Wait,"
Travis called. Rainey touched his shoulder with the hand behind him.
"Relax, Travis. Let him get this. You can buy him a beer or two at the bar."
Travis nodded, and the three of them headed out of the pub. Cliff caught up with them when they reached the parking lot. He grabbed Lisa's hand and pulled her close.
"You'll ride with me, eh?"
She glanced at Travis, and he grinned and waved a hand at her.
"Get out of here. I'll follow you guys."
He took a deep breath as he moved between cars towards his truck. Suddenly, he felt a presence behind him, and he glanced over his shoulder. He couldn't drum up any surprise that Rainey had joined him.
"I've been told to join you. Hope you don't mind."
"No, not at all." He tossed the keys to the man, who caught them and lifted a brow in question.
"You know where we're going."
"I don't."
"You can drive." Rainey grinned.
"Really? You don't mind? Some people are particular about their cars."
Laughter burst from his throat, surprising them both. He stopped next to his old pickup, rested a hand on the bed, and grinned.
"I'm not one of those people.
This rust bucket is mine. Still want to drive?
I'd be happy to. And you should do that more often.
Do what?
Rainey grabbed his upper arm and pulled him close.
Laugh. You're far too serious.
The whispered words went straight to his groin, and the erection that had never gone away throbbed against his zipper. He had to bite back a moan as air caressed his ear. How he wanted to give in and take what this man offered. It had been so long since he'd been tempted. But even in college, he'd always maintained control. What if word got back to his parents? The thought had his eyes flashing open, and he knew Rainey saw his panic. The larger man smiled before pulling away.
Relax,
he murmured, and opened the truck.
There's no one around but us. No one saw.
Rainey glared at the steering wheel and waited for Travis to get in. He took the opportunity to take a deep breath, but it didn't ease his engorged cock. Fuck. He was hard enough to pound nails. Travis's scent permeated the truck, and Rainey wanted to turn the man over the bench seat and dive balls deep into his ass until they couldn't tell where he stopped and Travis began. But the man was so deep in the closet it would take chains to drag him out.
Chains? Now there was an idea. Chains, a bed, and...
Rainey growled and slammed his fists on the wheel. Shit!
Is everything okay? Won't it start?
Sending a smile Travis's way, he nodded.
Yeah, sorry. Are you ready?
He glanced meaningfully at the seat belt that the man still hadn't put on and ignored Travis's confused look. He grabbed his own belt and clicked it into place. Sure, it was almost impossible to kill a werewolf, but a human wasn't that hardy. Rainey would have to be careful with his human mate.
Oh, yeah.
After hearing the click of the belt, Rainey started the truck and drove out of the lot. Silence reigned for several minutes. Travis asked,
"So, do you like being an accountant?"
Rainey grinned. His little mate liked to fill the silence. Interesting.
Most of the time. I enjoy working with numbers, so that's a definite plus.
Wanting to know more about Travis, he asked,
"How long have you worked for the zoo?"
"Almost 7 years. I was hired on as an assistant while still in school and have worked my way up. Now I'm one of two head vets."
He could hear the pride in Travis's voice and grinned.
"Nice. Do you get along with all the animals? Or are there some you like to work with more than others?"
Warmth spread through Rainey at Travis's chuckle, and his cock jerked. God. He couldn't wait to break down the man's walls. He wanted to make him laugh all the time, especially if it continued to have this result on his libido. Soon, Rainey promised his inner, pacing wolf. Soon.
"I have to say I dislike reptiles. Right now Lisa has a couple snakes that swallowed something they shouldn't, and dealing with them gives me the willies. All I want to do is run the other way when she pulls those things out of their cages. I don't know how she works with them."
He chuckled, nodding in sympathy. "I'd rather not deal with them myself," he admitted. "Some animals are more loving than others."
"Speaking of loving, we have this zebra."
Rainey listened as Travis told him about one of their zebras and its love of Doritos. The beast would do anything for a chip, even so far as twisting its lips through the fence to pull bags out of people's strollers. As he listened, he glanced at Travis from the corner of his eye. The man relaxed against the door, his near leg cocked up on the seat as he talked animatedly. He looked so comfortable. What would it take to get Travis that relaxed while Rainey held him? He'd dated closet cases in the past, but normally it didn't move beyond a second or third date because of their fear of what others thought. Knowing that this time it was his mate on the line, Rainey needed to figure out how to prove to Travis that being with him was worth the risk. All too soon, Rainey steered the truck into the bar's parking lot. He spotted Cliff's sedan and parked near him. He grinned when he saw the partially fogged windows and shook his head.
"What?
What's wrong?
Nothing really wrong, I'd say.
Rainey pointed toward the car.
It looks like your sister won't need us to chaperone anymore.
Travis's eyes widened before he glanced away, blushing. Rainey grinned and unhooked his belt. He reached over and rubbed the man's thigh.
Come on now. I'm sure you've steamed up your share of windows.
Yeah, but... she's my sister, he muttered. My baby sister. I don't need to...
Travis let out a sigh.
Let's go.
Chuckling, Rainey followed Travis toward the building, admiring the man's sexy ass and easy movements. They paid their way and settled on stools at the bar. Each ordered a beer, chatting and watching the couples dancing. Cliff and Lisa joined them 10 minutes later. Rainey, taking in the slightly rumpled clothes that bespoke of a heady petting session, he scented the air and just made out the telltale smell of cum on Lisa's hand when she rested it on the bar. He lifted a brow at Cliff. But his brother's expression gave nothing away. Too bad the same couldn't be said for the wolf's scent. Relaxed and satisfied, Rainey grinned into his beer.
Hand job. Damn. He worked fast.
The pair didn't stay long before disappearing onto the dance floor. A woman appeared to Rainey's right and asked him to dance. He smiled and shook his head.
Sorry, darling. I'm here with someone. But thanks.
After she slipped into the crowd, Travis leaned toward him. You're here with someone? She was hot. Why didn't you dance with her?
Rainey clenched his jaw to hold back the possessive growl as he realized his mate had been checking out someone else. He took a deep breath and then lifted a cocky grin at the man.
Of course I'm here with someone. I'm with you. And, yeah, I realize she's hot. But she doesn't have what I want.
She doesn't have... Travis's eyes widened as he realized what she would be missing. Rainey leaned closer, taking in his mate's musky scent of arousal.
Ye, on the other hand, have exactly what I want.
I'm not gay, his mate hissed. Rainey couldn't help but laugh. Who was Travis trying to convince? Rainey or himself? He'd bet his right to hunt on the Alpha's land that it was himself. Sliding his hand behind him on the bar, he leaned toward the man.
You're as gay as I am, and I've noticed a part or two that stands up for me to prove me point.
An idea formed and he grinned.
However, if dancing with a few women would make you feel better, I could be persuaded. For a price.
A price? What are you talking about? His mate's whispered words and heavy breathing told Rainey how much Travis wanted to give in to his desire. All he needed to do was give him something to think about as he danced. Leaning close, he whispered into Travis's ear.
Gorgeous. We both know that anything between us would be explosive. In less than 3 minutes, I could have you moaning against the wall, right here in front of everyone, my hand squeezing your cock as you beg me to let you come. But since you're in the closet and you don't want your sister to know you're gay just yet, I'll make you a deal. We'll go find a couple of girls to dance with, and when you drop me off tonight, you'll give me a kiss.
To his surprise, Travis let out a whimper and nodded. Okay, he whispered. Travis's musky scent permeated the air around them, and Rainey took a deep breath and moaned.
Oh, baby, you don't know what you do to me.
He grabbed Travis's hand and headed onto the dance floor. His grip tightened as he struggled to control his inner wolf. If he couldn't fuck his mate, he knew he'd have to go for a long run soon to placate his beast. Stepping out onto the dance floor, he turned the man around and pushed him toward a likely candidate. Rainey circled to the girl's backside and began to dance. It didn't take long to get his erection under control, but then he had to deal with jealousy as he watched girls surround his sexy mate. 3 beers had loosened up the man, and he weaved between women with a grace the man probably didn't realize he had. Rainey felt an elbow in the ribs. Turning his head, he smelled his brother.
"How's it going?"
he asked.
"I'm great," Cliff said. "I'll have me mate claimed in no time. What about you?"
After a snort, he shook his head.
"I think I'm making progress, but Travis is so far in the closet it'll take a winch to drag him out."
"Ouch," Cliff hissed.
"Anything I could do to help?"
He thought about that for a second as they danced back to back.
"Yeah. Don't tell her about Shaggy until Travis is at least willing to come out."
Cliff groaned but nodded.
"Hope that doesn't take too long, bro. Anything else?" "Well, maybe. When he does come out, he'll need his sister's support. They seem really close."
"You mean like us?" Chuckling, Randy grinned at the ceiling.
"Something like that."
Because were-creatures aged slower than humans, they had to move around every couple decades so others didn't notice their lack of aging. It made for close bonds between family and pack, but few true friends outside of it.
"Just make sure she doesn't freak out. I've got a funny feeling his parents do that enough for all of them. Losing his sister will crush him."
"I sense that too. I'll do what I can."
"Thanks, bro."
"Sure thing. We're going to get out of here. I'll see you tomorrow." Rainey watched him go from the corner of his eye before dancing his way back to Travis. The man was surrounded by three women, all grinding against him. Although his mate looked to be enjoying himself, Rainey couldn't find any scent of arousal coming off the man. The women, well, he wouldn't worry about that. Pulling Travis a few steps away, he wrapped his hands around the man's shoulders and rubbed his erection against his backside, knowing the throngs of people around them would hide his actions as he tried to ease the ache. He leaned forward and called over the music.
"Lisa and Cliff are taking off. Are you ready to go?"
He felt Travis push his ass back against him, and he groaned softly.
"Oh, I'll take that as a yes, gorgeous. Come on."
His mate followed willingly enough. Once they got to the parking lot, he pulled the keys out of his pocket, helped Travis into the passenger seat, and climbed behind the wheel. 20 minutes later, he pulled up in front of his small bungalow and realized Travis had fallen asleep.
"Well, damn,"
Rainey muttered before he chuckled.
"Oh, baby, I have no idea where you live, so unless you want to spend the night at my house, you need to wake up."
He slid his hand through Travis's hair, loosening the ponytail, loving the feel as the strand slid through his fingers. But the man didn't respond.
"All right, I suppose you can stay the night."
He chuckled. Pocketing the keys, he walked around the truck, picked up Travis, and carried him inside. Not hesitating, Rainey took Travis into his bedroom and laid him on the bed. He undressed him to his boxers before tucking him in. As he stared down, he frowned.
"Not a drinker or just overworked?"
He had a funny feeling it was a combination of both. Men in the closet seemed to fill their time with distractions, which often ended up being work. Without any way to get the answer right away, he undressed himself, cleaned up, and crawled into the bed next to Travis. He didn't have a spare bedroom, but he did have a couch. However, Rainey had no intention of playing the gentleman. There was no way in hell he would pass up sleeping with his mate, even if it really was sleeping.
Chapter 4. The sunlight filtering through his eyelids from a nearby window made Travis wonder how he'd forgotten to pull the blinds the night before. He cracked an eye open and saw an unfamiliar, heavy wood dresser. Travis frowned. Memories of last night seeped into his mind, then the heavy weight of an arm around his waist registered, and he stiffened.
"Relax, darling. It's too early to be thinking so hard. Nothing happened."
The half-asleep state deepened the man's accent. God, that was so sexy. He had to bite back a moan, but the shudder he couldn't hide. Rainey chuckled, shaking his chest.
I think you like that.
The whispered words sent warm currents of air across the short hairs on the back of his neck, and Travis shivered again. The arm around his waist tightened,
pulling his back flush to Rainey's chest. The man smoothed his hand over the quivering muscles of his stomach and slid beneath his boxers to caress the curls surrounding his dick. Heat flushed from his neck, through his chest, to his groin, and he gasped, his cock jerking. His chest heaved as he tried to suck in enough air to breathe. Travis stared at the dresser, but he didn't really see it. He should stop Rainey. He shouldn't allow this to go any further. But the man's hand on him felt so good, he couldn't make his throat form the words or get his body to move. Suddenly, a fist that wasn't his own wrapped round Travis's morning wood. His body bucked, and this time he couldn't hold in the groan.
Rainey,
he hissed, feeling the calloused hand slide up and down his hard shaft.
Yeah, baby? What is it?
Rainey continued to massage his dick, and all his blood flowed southward, making speech impossible as his cock throbbed. The man rubbed his thumb over the head of his cock, scooping up the generous amount of precum that leaked from his tip. Rainey tightened his grip and began to stroke. Travis's breathing slowed further until he panted.
"Rainey,"
he cried out, trying to breathe.
"Please."
"Want to come, sweetness? Need release?"
"Yes, please."
He hardly recognized his own voice and couldn't have stopped the begging if his life depended on it. He needed to come. He needed that calloused hand to stroke him faster, harder. He needed release. He rocked shamelessly against the man, his ass pushing back against Rainey's hard shaft behind him before rocking forward through his fist. His whimpered cries were answered when Rainey's hand tightened and moved faster. He could feel the hard dick against his lower back. Warm, wet liquid leaked from Rainey's cock where he rubbed against him. A groan escaped his lips.
"Oh, God, harder,"
he moaned as he felt the telltale tingle at the base of his spine.
"That's it, baby. Show me that you like me, hand on your dick."
Rainey's sexy voice hissed into his ear.
"Come for me, darling. Come all over me hand. I want to feel it."
He couldn't have held back if he tried. Travis's balls drew up tight to his body, and his release pulsed up his penis and shot out over Rainey's hand, slicking the fingers that massaged him, prolonging the pleasure.
"Rainey,"
he called, as his body continued to shudder through the most intense orgasm he could ever remember.
"I got you, baby. I'm right here,"
Rainey murmured against his neck. He relaxed into Rainey's arms, whimpering softly and enjoying the waves of pleasure that swamped him. Several moments later, Travis recognized the wetness against his lower back and ass. He wasn't the only one who had come. The knowledge forced his situation into reality.
"Shit! What have I done?"
Travis shot from the bed and stumbled a few paces away before gaining the courage to turn and look at his new lover. God, the man looked amazing. His abs were better than he had imagined. An 8-pack graced his core instead of the traditional 6. Just what did this accountant do to work out? Rainey didn't even try to cover himself as he returned the steady look. Milky white cum smeared across his abs, proving what they'd just done.
"I'd say we just enjoyed a very nice spot of morning sex."
The man rose from the bed to stand in front of Travis. Rainey cupped Travis's cheeks and kissed his forehead.
"And I think it's time for a shower."
Travis followed his grinning lover and, God, he had a male lover. If anyone found out...
"You're thinking too hard again."
Drawing Travis into the bathroom, he smirked.
"Knock it off for a bit, eh?"
Rainey turned on the water, adjusted the temperature, and pointed at a cupboard.
"The towels are in there. I'll set your clothes by the door and start the coffee. Leave the boxers with the towel and I'll toss them in the wash,"
he said, indicating the cum-soaked clothing.
further evidence of what had just happened moments ago in the bedroom.
I'll show it after breakfast.
Rainey must have seen his confused look, for he grabbed Travis and pulled him close. Nibbling on his ear, Rainey whispered,
I'd love to shower with you, Gorgeous, but if I get the chance to run my hands all over your wet, naked body, I won't stop with just that. I'll fuck you against the wall so hard you'll feel me for a week.
Leaning back, Travis looked up into the man's smoldering green eyes.
And I don't think you're ready for that, just yet.
When Rainey walked out, Travis climbed into the shower. Warmth that had nothing to do with the water cascading over his back settled in the pit of his stomach. Half an hour later, Travis stared over the rim of his coffee cup. Rainey moved competently around his kitchen, stirring eggs, flipping potatoes, and toasting bread. When Travis had offered to lend a hand, Rainey had pushed him into his chair at the table, set a coffee cup in front of him, and told him to relax. Hiding behind the mug, he watched Rainey's lean, muscular torso and arms ripple and flex as he moved, his bronzed skin almost blended into the light wood cupboards. Rainey wore a pair of jeans with the top button undone, his bare feet whispering across the hardwood floor as he moved. It was the sexiest thing that Travis had ever seen. His tongue itched to nibble and taste the treasure trail of hair that started at Rainey's belly button and disappeared into the V of his jeans. Forcing his gaze away, he stared into his mug. But then he started thinking about what had just happened in the bedroom. He'd never felt anything so erotic as Rainey's hands on the skin of his chest, stomach, and cock. His dick twitched in his jeans, filling, readying for round two. What would he give to feel that again? Allow Rainey to bury his cock in Travis's ass. His hold on the cup clenched just thinking about it, and his shaft pushed against the zipper of his now uncomfortably tight slacks. The object of his lust paused and glanced over his shoulder, giving him a sexy grin, as if he knew exactly what Travis was thinking. He blushed and looked away, trying to hide the reaction by taking a drink. He almost jumped out of his skin when Rainey settled a hand on his shoulder and set a plate of bacon, eggs, and hash browns in front of him. The man rubbed his soft lips against the skin of Travis's neck. He sighed and tilted his head, giving his lover better access.
Relax, Rainey murmured. All will be fine.
Travis closed his eyes. He wanted to believe that so badly, to feel comfortable accepting the attention Rainey offered. When Rainey nipped his neck, he grunted and nodded. Rainey moved away to grab his own plate. Halfway through the meal, the doorbell rang. Rainey winked and rose.
I'll be right back. Finish up.
Seconds later, he heard the murmur of voices, and Cliff sauntered into the room.
Good morning, Travis. I can't say I'm surprised to see you here. You didn't seem to be one of those who go out on the town much.
Travis ducked his head.
Yeah, had one beer too many, I guess. Fell asleep on the way here from the bar.
Travis stared at the man. He sure looked perky for staying up drinking and dancing half the night.
Can I assume that my sister got home okay?
Aye,
Cliff murmured. He pulled out his cell phone, punched a button to show her number, and added the device to him.
You can even check if you like.
Travis barked out a laugh.
And wake my sister up at 10 o'clock on a Saturday? Are you out of your mind?
He scoffed again. Take it from me, Cliff. You don't ever want to do that. If she doesn't call you, don't call her before noon on a Saturday or Sunday.
Big mistake.
Cliff and Rainey exchanged a look before laughing heartily. Cliff nodded.
Good to know. Your sister's not a morning person. Thanks for the advice.
You really like her, huh? Cliff gave a curt nod.
About as much as me brother likes you.
Travis felt his spine stiffen. The man saw his frown and held up his hands.
Relax. My brother came out when he was 15. I've had a lot of years to get used to it. I don't care who he fucks.
As long as that person treats him right.
Cliff lowered himself into the chair across from Travis and smiled grimly.
And I won't tell your sister.
Not unless you want me to.
And if you do decide to tell her, I'll support you.
Travis's jaw dropped.
But you hardly know me. Why would you do that?
Travis felt Rainey's hand on the back of his neck squeeze in reassurance. But the man didn't say anything. Travis glanced at him before turning his attention back to Cliff. Rainey's brother grimaced.
My brother likes you, and I love my brother. Regardless of his choice of partner, I know my brother wouldn't get involved with someone who didn't deserve him. That's why I'd support you. And now I know my family would back you up, too.
Tears burned at the back of his eyelids, but he blinked them away. Travis nodded.
Thank you,
he murmured. He stared at Cliff. Although the face looked so familiar to the one that attracted him, the eyes were different. Cliff's brown eyes were so serious, while Rainey's green eyes sparkled with mischief. He nodded again.
You don't know what that means to me.
Thank you. Rising from the table, he drank down the rest of his coffee.
I should get going. Thanks for breakfast, Rainey. I appreciate it.
Rainey nodded. Let me get your keys. After one last nod to Cliff, he headed toward the door. He sat on a boot box near the door and pulled on his shoes. Seconds later, Rainey dropped to his knees between his legs. He held Travis's keys in front of him.
I'd say I'm sorry, but I love being able to hold you. And I want to see you again, so I don't want to collect my due yet.
Your due? He asked, amused at the playfulness of the man.
Of course. You still owe me a kiss. But if I collect now, will you let me see you again?
His eyes closed and swallowed hard. After a second, he looked at the object of his lust and nodded curtly.
I want to see you again.
Damn. He wanted to see Rainey every day. But he couldn't understand why. He never felt this pull for anyone before.
Rainey's smile turned brilliant. Tonight. Come back tonight. And I'll cook for you.
Please. Travis nodded. I'd like that. I'll see you at 7.
Good.
Rainey whispered. Then the man cupped his face and sealed his lips over his own. The kiss was sweet, chaste. And not enough. Travis couldn't hold back a whimper when Rainey pulled away. The bigger man smiled.
Until tonight. I'll see you at 7.
Rainey leaned against the door frame as he watched his mate drive away. A sense of excitement he never felt before permeated his being, and he practically vibrated. Travis was coming back. Willingly, the man wanted to spend time with him. He couldn't stop the grin. Feeling Cliff's approach, he glanced over his shoulder. Cliff wrapped an arm around his shoulders and looked out at the street.
He really fell asleep on the way here.
Rainey chuckled.
He really did.
And so, being the gentleman that you are, you gave him your bed while you slept on the couch?
Don't be ridiculous. Neither one of us is a gentleman.
He turned and headed back into the house, shutting the door behind him.
We're wolves, remember? I don't think we have a civilized bone in our body.
Cliff laughed.
You're right about that. Just don't tell Lisa.
I think I've got her fooled. Returning to the dining room table, Rainey sat and gave his brother a speculative look.
What are the chances that our mates are siblings just like us? That seems odd.
His brother nodded, then shrugged.
Don't really care. We've been looking for our mates for nearly a century. We don't choose our mates, Rainey. And with how many people are in the world?
He grinned.
Just take it like the gift it is.
Rainey nodded, accepting the wisdom of his brother's words. Glancing at him curiously, Rainey smirked.
Why are you here, Cliff? Shouldn't you be with Lisa?
Believe it or not, I was a gentleman last night and took her home at a decent hour. Cliff grinned.
I'm seeing her tonight, though. I'm here because you went onto your phone,
I've been trying to reach you since 8 o'clock.
Rainey glanced at the clock on the oven and grimaced. It was nearly 11.
Sorry about that. I silenced my phone before walking into the bar last night. I guess I forgot to turn the ringer back on.
He grinned and shrugged, been a bit distracted.
What's up?
Declan has agreed to see us. Mum and Dad will be there. As soon as we made the date with Lisa and Travis, I contacted him about finding our mates. We need to let him know what's going on. And of course, our parents are excited to hear about them.
Oh, right. I should have thought of that.
Rainey shook his head, knowing where his mind had been, and it wasn't on pack business.
What time are we meeting them?
Noon, at Declan's place.
So you'd better hurry.
An hour later, they pulled up to their Alpha's house. Rainey recognized their father's SUV, and then glanced at the newer model Dodge truck.
Hey, isn't that Grady's truck? What's he doing here?
Aye. They must plan to talk about the poachers, too.
Rainey nodded at Cliff's words, noting the hard edge entering the man's voice. He couldn't begin to understand what Cliff had gone through. So he gripped his brother's shoulder and squeezed hard.
We'll get them, he promised.
Cliff nodded before sliding out of the car. Rainey followed his brother up to the walk. The door opened before they reached it, and their mother, Talene McDougal, pulled them both into a three-way hug.
Mom, not on the front step, he laughed. Let us get in the house first.
I'm just so happy for me boys, I can't help it.
She beamed up at them and gave each a kiss on the cheek before releasing them. Rainey followed the short, rounded woman through the house. His shoes tapping on the wood floor, he glanced around the rustic cabin, passing a stone fireplace in the den on the right and a large kitchen with dinette on his left. Everything in the place screamed a bachelor's hunting lodge. When they reached the deck, Rainey looked out over the large clearing and remembered the last full moon when the Alpha had hosted a barbecue. Pack members had filled the now empty space before the moon rose, and then those that could change shape had shifted and gone for a run across the Alpha's 250 acres that backed up to the National Forest. He couldn't wait to bring Travis and introduce him to everyone. Being a vet, not only would he be a valuable asset to pack members who were injured, but he had the big, caring heart that would make him sought out by other members even for little things. He turned when their father, Duncan, immediately wrapped his mother in his arms and kissed her deeply. Rainey and Cliff exchanged smirks. It was no wonder they had six other siblings. Their parents couldn't keep their hands off each other, and, after finding his own mate, Rainey no longer wondered why. Declan turned from the grill and nodded to the brothers. Both Rainey and Cliff ducked their heads, baring their necks in submission to the stronger wolf.
Glad you can make it. These burgers are done. Grab a plate.
Grady rose from the lounge chair he'd been reclining in and joined them. Standing 6'5", the man even dwarfed their Alpha, who stood a respectable 6'2". But where Declan's dark African-American body was made of lean, sinewy muscle, Grady's body looked like it was made of brick. The muscles on his arms and chest stretched his t-shirt to capacity. He ran a big hand over his buzzed strawberry blonde hair and smirked.
Hello, guys. Good to see you again.
The powerful scent of cat hit Rainey's nostrils, and he grinned.
Good to see you too, Tiger. You've been keeping yourself pretty scarce. Have a full plate.
He knew the detective worked long hours at the station. He was good at his job and seemed to enjoy it. The were-tiger grunted.
Yup, and you guys aren't helping.
The big man glanced toward Declan, shook his head, and filled his plate. The brothers followed suit and joined everyone on the lawn chairs spread out on the deck.
Heard you found your mates,
Grady commented after swallowing a bite of burger. Rainey glanced at Cliff, who nodded, before looking to his left where Declan sat. The Alpha lifted a brow in question. Rainey grinned.
Yes, Travis Carlyle. He's a veterinarian at the zoo.
but it might take me a bit to claim him. He's in the closet. Shit. That could create problems,
Grady muttered. He and Grady swapped X stories one night over a bottle of scotch. Grady's history had him beat, having found out an X had a wife and kids, and he'd be the one on the side. That revelation didn't seem to hold a candle to guys who dumped Rainey just because they didn't want to come out. Rainey refused to think that Travis would do the same. He shook his head.
I think the parents are going to be the problem. What about Lisa? Has she figured out yet that I'm gay?
He grinned as Cliff chuckled and shrugged. Not sure. You'd think so with the possessive act you laid on Travis's ass last night. And I did catch her staring at you with a concerned look on her face a few times. But she hasn't said anything. Should I bring it up?
Declan cleared his throat.
Who's Lisa?
Rainey swung his gaze to Declan, who listened to their exchange with interest. Remembering the barbecue, he didn't envy the man his position. Because he remained unmated, every woman in the pack paraded their daughters past the wolf's nose, trying to entice him. The fact that the man remained polite and aloof with them all had Rainey wondering if the alpha's preference didn't run into something a little more masculine. But he never heard of Declan dating anyone, male or female.
"Sorry, Alpha," Cliff replied. "Lisa Carlyle is Travis Carlyle's younger sister. Strange, we know, but we're both 100% certain they're our mates."
"And what does she do?"
Tilene asked. Cliff smiled at his mother.
"She works at the zoo, too. She's one of the wardens, working mostly with reptiles. That's where I met her. Well, where I recognized her. When I was caged as a wolf, I caught her scent a few times."
Duncan chuckled and glanced at his wife.
"I bet that drove you nuts, being able to smell her and not do anything about it."
A grimace creased Cliff's features.
"You'll both let me know if you think your mate's family will be a danger to the pack. Having their children both dating a pair of brothers will definitely seem strange to the parents when the news comes out,"
Declan noted.
"Aye, sir. We'll let you know if anything comes up,"
Rainey promised. Declan turned to Grady and smirked.
"So we're making more work for you?"
Grady shrugged.
"Better to come from you, I suppose. I sure wouldn't want to be the one to tell you poachers are trapping your wolves."
The alpha grinned.
"My temper's not that bad."
Grady lifted a blonde brow. Declan laughed.
"All right. All right. Any headway?"
Grady glanced around the group, his look clear. This conversation contained police business and could not be shared with anyone.
"I'm meeting with the zoo director on Monday. I've got a warrant for all paperwork regarding new acquisitions in the last year. We'll see what comes of it. I've also been doing some patrolling in the woods where Cliff got shot, but because it's a national forest, there's human scent all over the place. It'll take me some time to sort it out." "Can I offer a few of me trackers?" "Sure. That would definitely speed things up. As long as I don't mind taking orders from a cat."
Grady smirked. Nodding in understanding, Declan turned to Duncan.
"Pick a couple wolves to go with you and help Grady. I want this warehouse found quickly."
"Yes, Alpha,"
Duncan replied, ducking his head in submission. Grady turned to Cliff.
"You got time to run with me tomorrow and show me exactly where you were hit?"
Cliff nodded before turning to Rainey.
"Want to come stretch your legs?"
"Sure. What time?"
Rainey asked. Cliff looked at Grady, and the big man rolled his shoulders as he thought.
"How about 3 a.m.? No sense risking being seen."
Grady turned to Duncan.
"Can you make that?"
Duncan nodded. Rainey grimaced.
"Shit. 3 tomorrow morning.
I was hoping to be... Rainey blushed and looked away. So much for Travis staying the night again.
It's nothing,
he mumbled. He caught Cliff's smirk as Rainey rose to get seconds. When no one was looking, he flipped his brother off. Chapter 5 Travis stared at Rainey's door for a full 30 seconds before working up the nerve to knock. He still couldn't wrap his mind around what had happened between last night and this morning. What was it about this man that had him throwing caution to the wind and starting up a relationship? Shit, this was a relationship, right? Rainey wasn't just having a good time, was he? The door swung open, and Rainey grinned down at him.
Hello, gorgeous.
Do you want a relationship with me, or is this just a fling to you? Shit. Fuck. Damn. How can I just blurt something like that out? Travis's face reddened as Rainey blinked down at him in stunned silence. Then the man moved with lightning speed, grabbing him by his arm and dragging him inside. Seconds later, the door was slammed shut, and Rainey's big body pinned Travis against it. He moaned at the intimate feel of the larger man as he molded his body to Travis from chest to thigh. He could feel the tiny nubs of Rainey's nipples, the corded muscle of his abs, and most importantly, the hard length of his arousal pushing at his own. Rainey cupped his face and brought his lips down in a fierce, demanding kiss. There was nothing teasing or chaste about it. The man dominated Travis's mouth. Possessing him, nipping his lips and forcing entry, Travis felt Rainey's tongue glide along his own before exploring the recesses of his mouth. He whimpered into the kiss, loving the desire for him the other man conveyed. Suddenly, Rainey's mouth was gone, and Travis tried to follow his lips, wanting more. When the hands on either side of his face wouldn't let him, his eyes snapped open. If the kiss hadn't already taken his breath away, the possessive lust burning in Rainey's green eyes would have.
Yes, this is most definitely a relationship. You're not to see anyone else wider with me, man or woman. Ye are mine now, Travis. Got that?
The man's profession of ownership should have terrified Travis, but instead his pulse raced and a feeling of utter security swamped him. This is what he'd been looking for, wanting, craving, someone who wanted him as much as he wanted them. And he did want Rainey, so much that he felt consumed by the sudden need. Travis struggled to nod his understanding, but the hands on his head held firm.
"Say it,"
Rainey commanded. "Yes. No one else." Something seemed to ease in Rainey's burning gaze, as if he'd been terrified Travis would say no. He dismissed the idea as ridiculous until Rainey lowered his head again, whispering, "Mine," against his lips before initiating another mind-numbing kiss and scattered Travis's thoughts. Where the first kiss had been a hard, fast, and possessive branding, this one felt like a slow, thorough, and sensuous claiming. Rainey leisurely explored Travis's mouth and coaxed him to do the same. Hesitant at first before becoming bolder, Travis's tongue flicked out, mapping the man's lips, teeth, and tongue. He groaned at the heady, exquisite taste of man and beer. Never had he enjoyed anything more, and, hot damn, the man could kiss. By the time Rainey ended the kiss, both men were panting hard. Rainey rested his forehead against Travis's, his tongue flicked out to trace his kiss-swollen lips.
"I want to fuck ye so badly, Travis,"
he whispered the admission.
"You don't even know how much I want your hot, sweet ass wrapped around me cock. Can I, baby? Can I bury me dick so deep inside your pretty hole that you'll feel me for days?"
Travis shivered and flushed at the visual image Rainey's words created, his body reacting by his asshole tightening before his hips thrust against the other man. He stared up into the man's earnest gaze and nodded. The happy grin that wreathed his face made it seem like Travis had granted him access to the greatest treasure in the world. Rainey grabbed his hand and led him into the kitchen, where, still holding his hand, as though he couldn't bear to be parted even for a second, he shoved a couple steaks into the fridge and winked.
"We'll get to these later."
Following his lover down the short hall to the bedroom, nerves began to manifest. What if he wasn't any good? What if he couldn't please Rainey? What if...
"You're thinking too hard again, gorgeous. Don't worry."
In the bedroom, Rainey pulled Travis to him and kissed him softly.
"I'll take good care of you. Promise."
Trusting the other man, Travis nodded. Rainey pulled him next to the bed and began to slowly unbutton his shirt. As the fabric parted, Rainey kissed each new piece of exposed skin. Goosebumps broke out over Travis's chest as Rainey ghosted over a nipple. The flesh hardened, begging for more attention. Rainey gave Travis's body what it wanted and latched his mouth around one small nub. Travis let out a shout, his body instinctively pushing closer to the exquisite pleasure. Rainey alternately nipped the bud, laved it to smooth away the sting, and sucked. After a moment, he kissed his way to the other one and repeated the process. By the time he finished, Travis felt his entire body trembling, soft whimpers escaped his throat, and the head of his erection practically peeked out of his low-slung jeans. Rainey dropped a hand to his engorged prick and squeezed through the fabric. Travis let out a hoarse cry as his cock jerked. He thrust his hips into the touch, helpless to stop the movement. His mind was so fogged over with lust, it took him a second to realize that his pants were now around his ankles and Rainey had dropped to his knees in front of him. The bigger man freed Travis's straining cock from his briefs and stared for several seconds.
"So beautiful,"
he whispered. The first swipe of his tongue from the root to tip nearly brought Travis to his knees. Rainey looked up and smiled.
"Hang on to me, Travis,"
he instructed as he grasped his hips. Travis rested his hands on Rainey's shoulders as the man again focused on his cock. He swiped his tongue across the head, scooping up a dollop of pre-cum.
"You taste good, baby,"
Rainey moaned. And then his mouth closed over the head of Travis's shaft, and his brain shut down. The man's tongue pressed against the nerves under the head, and Travis's hips bucked forward. Rainey's hand stilled his movements as he took him into the hilt. Rainey's nose buried in his pubic hair, breathing in his scent, with his lips wrapped around his cock, was the most amazing and the sexiest thing Travis had ever seen.
"Oh, God, Rainey,"
he hissed, his jaw clenched as he fought the quickly building orgasm. Rainey slowly lifted, his lips creating a vacuum around him as he sucked hard. Seconds later, he went back down and did it again, his tongue dragging along the pounding vein on the underside of his shaft.
"Rainey, please, I can't hold it. I'm gonna..."
Then Rainey speared his tongue into the slit of his cock and Travis exploded. His balls drew up and erupted so quickly he couldn't breathe as he shot stream after stream of semen down Rainey's throat. The man sucked it down as if he couldn't get enough. He even sucked until Travis's shaft began to soften, and then he licked all around him, not missing a drop. Rainey's eyes bore into Travis's as he released his cock and swiped his thumb over the corner of his mouth, sucking in any tiny bit of cream that threatened to escape.
"Delicious,"
he whispered. Travis moaned at the sight and felt his cock jerk, trying to stiffen again. Rainey grinned and then finished undressing him, encouraging him to lie across the bed. He couldn't take his eyes off the man as he quickly shed his own clothes. Standing before him in all his naked glory, Travis couldn't figure out what he'd done to attract the attentions of this bronzed Adonis. The man was fucking beautiful. After rooting through his nightstand, Rainey stretched out on the bed next to Travis. Finally, he had his mate right where he wanted him since the first moment he'd smelled him.
"It'll be easier your first time on your knees," he murmured, nibbling the man's lips. "But I'd also love to see your face while I fuck you."
Rainey couldn't hide the grin when Travis flushed. His man certainly loved it when he talked dirty to him.
"So I'll let you decide."
Travis hesitated for only a second before rolling onto his stomach and getting his knees under him. He spread his legs wide and buried his face in the crook of one arm, displaying himself for Rainey's gaze. Unable to stop himself, he groaned and stroked one perfectly round ass cheek.
"God, Travis, you're stunning."
Leaning forward, he nipped gently at the other cheek, making the man jump. Rainey chuckled and knelt behind his mate. He leaned down and nibbled a trail down the man's spine to the top of his crease until he felt Travis tense up.
"Easy, baby,"
he murmured. He nibbled his way back up while softly swiping his thumb over Travis's hole.
"I need you to relax."
Travis nodded, but the release of tension was marginal. Rainey lowered his lips to Travis's neck and began kissing. The tingle in his gums and the desire to sink his canines into his mate's neck nearly overwhelmed him. Taking several deep breaths, he moved his kissing to the tender place behind Travis's ear. Once he felt the man relax again, he returned his hand to Travis's ass, ghosting his hole again and again.
"Have you ever played with yourself here?"
he whispered. Travis shook his head. Rainey smiled.
"So I'll be here first. You don't know how hard that makes me."
As if to confirm the statement, his cock jerked in excitement. He let out a small moan and continued to whisper, deepening his accent because he could smell the man's arousal returning when he used it. Hardly needing to look, he snapped open the bottle of lube and squeezed a large amount into his fingers, spreading it around to warm it.
"First, I'm going to push one finger inside, then two. I'm going to open you up so wide, baby,"
he whispered as he returned to ghosting Travis's hole. When Rainey felt the man beneath him begin to rock toward him, seeking his touch, he pushed one finger into the knuckle. Travis let out a moan and pushed back harder.
"Like that, baby. Like having a part of me inside you."
Travis nodded and rocked back again. Rainey pushed his finger in deeper before sliding it back out. After he'd loosened Travis sufficiently, he slid in a second finger. That made his mate pause and suck in a surprised gasp. Unwilling to allow him to feel pain for long, Rainey crooked his finger and sought Travis's prostate. He knew he'd found it when Travis jumped beneath him and cried out his name. Damn, he loved hearing his name from Travis's lips. He pegged the gland several more times as he gently spread his fingers and opened his mate. After getting Travis comfortable with the third finger, he pulled his fingers out and reached for a condom. Travis whimpered, moving restlessly. Rainey kissed the back of his neck.
"Easy, baby. Gotta get the condom. I'm right here."
Seconds later, he had his aching shaft sheathed and lubed and poised at Travis's entrance. When Travis tried to push back against him, he stilled him with a hand on his back.
Push out for me, Travis. When Travis obeyed, Rennie slid the head of his cock past the first ring of muscle. The tight warmth surrounding his cock nearly went to his head. His wolf wanted to shove inside and claim his mate, to force the man beneath him to submit to his strength. He sucked several deep breaths in and out of his lungs as he waited for Travis to adjust. Finally, the muscles began to relax, and he slowly pushed in the rest of the way. Laying across his mate's back, his cock buried to the hilt, Rennie rested his forehead against Travis's spine.
Oh, fuck, Travis. I feel so good. Please tell me I can move.
Yes, Travis hissed. Fuck me, Rennie. Please, fuck me.
He didn't have to be asked twice. Rennie pulled almost all the way out before lunging back in. Seconds later, he realized Travis was shoving back against him, meeting him thrust for thrust. The knowledge pulled his balls tight, and Rennie knew he wasn't going to last long. Reaching under Travis, he found his mate's cock hard and weeping. Stroking to the same rhythm as his thrusts, he picked up the pace. Rainey's hips snapped forward, his balls slapping against Travis's ass with every stroke. The room echoed with their grunts and groans as the two strove towards completion.
Come for me, Travis. Let me feel you come on me cock.
Travis shouted beneath him just as the inner muscles of his passage clamped down like a vice. Two more strokes had Rennie following his mate into ecstasy as he shouted his own release. He fell on top of Travis, catching most of his weight on his elbows as his body shuddered, slowly coming down from the heights of orgasm.
Wow.
If he didn't have a wolf's sensitive hearing, he wouldn't have heard Travis's whispered word.
Hey, baby. That just about sums it up.
He grabbed the base of the condom and pulled out. For the first time, he regretted having to use one. Rennie wanted to spill in his mate. He'd have to talk to Travis about that sometime.
I'll be right back,
he murmured, pressing a quick kiss into the base of Travis's neck. He disposed of the condom and warmed a cloth in the bathroom. After cleaning himself, he grabbed another one and returned to his mate. Travis had shifted to his side and glanced over his shoulder as Rennie entered. Travis smiled hesitantly. Easing down next to him, Rennie claimed his bashful lover's lips, dispelling the worry he saw in his eyes. Slowly, he went about the intimate act of cleaning the man's genitals. After tossing the rag to the floor, he pulled Travis into his arms and held him.
I think a nap is in order,
he murmured around a yawn.
And then supper. What do you say?
Rennie smiled as Travis cuddled against him, resting his head on his shoulder.
Fantastic plan,
he whispered, already half asleep. Damn. But he could get used to this in a hurry. Chapter 6 Rennie thought back to his mate, waiting for him in bed at home, and decided maybe agreeing to this run wasn't such a good idea. But he knew his wolf needed to get out. It had been almost 2 weeks since he'd run. He shivered as he stripped.
"What's got in such a foul mood?"
Cliff asked.
"Wake up on the wrong side of the..."
His brother's eyes widened as he caught his scent.
"Shit! You let Travis sleep over again!"
Rennie shrugged.
I couldn't stand the thought of sending him home.
Grady walked past and sniffed. Letting out a chuckle, he said,
No surprises what you guys have been up to.
Rennie flipped him the bird before he summoned his wolf and started the shift. Bones popped and rearranged themselves, fur sprouted and a tail grew, his face pinched and pulled as his muzzle formed and teeth grew. 10 seconds later, a large black wolf shook out his coat and yipped, telling his brother and friend to hurry the hell up. He had a mate to get back to. His canine form grinned happily at the thought. Less than a minute later,
he watched his brother shift into a similar, slightly larger black wolf. Rainey looked behind him and watched a large Bengal tiger prowl past them. It growled low before taking off into the woods. Rainey and Cliff kept pace with the larger beast. 10 minutes into the run, Cliff barked and headed more to the west. The others veered to stay with him. After nearly 40 minutes, Rainey watched his brother start sniffing the ground. He and Grady followed as Cliff slowly led them through a ravine, around a pond, and into a clearing. He flopped down on his side at the edge and howled. Yeah, this was the place. Rainey settled next to his brother and watched the large tiger stalk around the clearing. After 30 minutes of watching him, Rainey glanced at the sky and realized dawn was only an hour and a half away. Rainey nipped at Cliff and indicated the horizon with his muzzle. Cliff nodded and barked at Grady. The tiger's head swung to face them. Cliff trotted into the trees and woofed. Grady swung his paw in a go-ahead sign and went back to exploring. Cliff sat down and shook his coat, clearly irritated that the tiger wasn't joining them. Suddenly, the tiger lunged past them, heading back toward the cars. He looked over his shoulder and chuffed. Rainey cocked his head, trying to decide if the big cat was laughing at them before he took off after the beast. Red streaks were just lighting up the sky when they reached their cars. After checking that no one was around, Rainey released his wolf and felt his body shift. He snagged his jeans and tugged them on, not bothering to button them after he zipped. He tugged on his shirt and sneakers and pulled his keys out of his pocket.
I'm out of here, guys. Poker at my place Saturday. 7 o'clock. Bring beer. I'll provide the pizza.
Rainey nodded.
Sure.
He called over his shoulder to his brother.
Let me know how many guys once you know.
He heard Cliff's car door slam as he checked his phone and saw Travis's number.
Shit.
He groaned, uncertain what to tell him. He'd really hoped to be back before the man woke. Pulling onto the road, he dialed and waited. The message was from an hour ago, and he heard a hesitant Travis ask if everything was okay. He started to say more, but hung up mid-sentence. He called Travis's number, but didn't receive an answer. Frowning, Rainey gunned his truck's engine and sped toward home. His stomach dropped when he pulled into the lot and saw that Travis's truck was gone. Jumping from his truck, he rushed inside, searching for a note but came up with nothing.
Fuck!
He screamed, slamming his fist on the table. Picking up the phone again, he dialed Travis's number. His breath rushed out when he heard the man pick up.
Hey, baby, I'm sorry it took me so long to get back here,
Don't worry about it. I have a lot of paperwork to catch up on before work tomorrow, so it worked out well. Rainey didn't like the flat tone in the other man's voice. He searched his brain for a way to connect.
Since you're so busy, maybe I can bring you a pizza or something for supper. I'm sure you need a break by then, eh?
No, it's fine. I'm really quite busy, Rainey. I'll catch you another time. Before he could come up with a reply, Travis went on. Hey, I'm gonna run. Thanks for calling. I was concerned when you weren't there when I woke. Glad everything is okay. Talk to you later. His jaw dropped as he stared at the phone and listened to the dial tone.
What the hell?
Rainey couldn't wrap his mind around what had just happened. He sat at the table for several long moments before picking up the phone again. When a voice answered, he whispered,
I need you here.
On my way.
He didn't move until he heard the knock on the door. Still in a daze, Rainey rose and opened the door. It wasn't until his brother reached up and wiped the tears from his face that Rainey realized he was crying.
What happened, Rainey? What's wrong?
Rainey watched Cliff start the coffee pot.
I've no idea, he whispered. Travis left me a message while I was out with Ian Grady. When I got back, he was gone. I called him and he blew me off.
Cliff stared at him for several seconds.
What did you tell him you were doing this morning?
I didn't. What could I have told him?
Cliff stared at him for several seconds, frowning at him.
So,
let me get this straight. You have sex with your mate. Essentially, take his virginity.
Rainey opened his mouth to contest that point. Cliff held up his hand.
In a gay sex sort of way, he added pointedly.
Rainey shrugged.
And then you let him wake up with no explanation, no note, and you don't answer your phone?
Cliff shook his head.
Good God, Rainey. Put yourself in his shoes. He thought you were blowing him off.
What? No, I offered to bring him dinner. Too little, too late, brother. You'll need to do some serious sucking up and apologizing in person, he explained. I don't know where he lives.
Rainey frowned before snapping his gaze back to Cliff.
Lisa. You can ask Lisa.
His brother snorted.
And tell her what? Lisa, darling, my gay brother had a fallen out with your gay brother, and since Rainey doesn't know where Travis lives, will you give me the address so we can go apologize?
Rainey grimaced.
I guess not.
Relax. Tomorrow, we'll go visit both of them at the zoo. You can get him alone and suck his cock or something to make it up to him.
Good God, Cliff. You're way too comfortable saying that for a straight man.
When Cliff rolled his eyes, Rainey groaned.
Oh, don't tell me you've done it before.
Hell no, but I've heard enough from you not to be surprised by anything. And I'm very secure in my sexuality, Rainey.
You're the one who's offended when I start talking about women's parts. You do have a point.
Rainey shrugged and then smiled sadly.
Thanks for coming over.
Sure. You can make me breakfast to make it up to me.
Sleep eluded him. Travis stared at the ceiling. Who did Rainey think he was to play with him that way? Sure, he probably thought Travis a juvenile virgin for blurting out the question about a relationship, but that didn't mean he had to blow him off after sex like some prostitute. Slamming his fist into his pillow, he growled in frustration. Was there something he could have done different? Travis just didn't know. He had no experience with men. Throwing off the covers, he left his bed and padded barefoot to the kitchen. He reached into the pantry and pulled out the bottle of scotch. I just need a few swigs to turn off my brain. Then I'll be able to sleep. Skipping a glass, he took a glub straight from the bottle, grimacing at the burn as it went down. Clutching the alcohol in a tight fist, he headed to the den. Looking around the room, he stared at the cold, black-and-white furnishings. When he decorated, he thought it the most wonderful thing to spend his money on himself like this. Now it just felt empty. A desire to curl up in a tiny living room on a couch with Rainey swamped him, and he groaned. He took another swig of scotch, and then another, in an attempt to hide from his thoughts. A loud banging jolted Travis from his sleep. Pain exploded through his head, and he rolled over. Suddenly, the bed moved out from under him, and he hit the floor. The pain shot through his shoulder before settling in both places.
Travis? Travis, can you hear me?
He forced an eye open and saw Lisa hovering over him.
Oh, my God, Travis, what happened?
Coffee and aspirin?
He whispered.
Sure. Sure.
Lisa disappeared. Travis forced his way to his knees. Damn. What had he been thinking? And on a work night, no less. He gripped his head in one hand, the other sliding along the walls, and slowly staggered to the bathroom. Travis splashed water over his face before stumbling into the shower and getting cleaned up. When he lumbered out, he felt a bit better. But the coffee he smelled and some aspirin would go much further to clearing his head. On his way to the kitchen, he picked up the empty bottle of scotch and grimaced. Had he really drank the whole thing? Shaking his head, Travis dropped the bottle into the trash and took the cup of coffee Lisa handed him. He kept his head down, avoiding his sister's questioning gaze. He knew she wouldn't wait long and rinsed the cup.
You look terrible, Travis. What happened?
Don't want to talk about it, he mumbled.
Glancing at the clock, he realized they were both late to work. That must have been what brought Lisa over. She glared at him.
Bullshit. You did not stay up all night drinking because of nothing, and I want to know what happened.
Travis cringed.
Easy, sis. The aspirin hasn't kicked in yet. When her lips tightened and she opened her mouth for another volley, he held up his hands. He could sort of tell her in a roundabout way. Look, I'll only say this. I had a date Saturday. We fell into bed together, but I woke up alone. I really liked my date, and it hit me hard, okay? Lisa's eyes softened, and she wrapped an arm around his neck. Oh, Travis, I'm sorry. Is there anything I can do? He pulled his sister close and hugged her. No, but thanks for asking. It'll hurt for a few days, but I'll move on. Travis grimaced. I always do. Hey, you doing okay? Need another aspirin? Lisa asked. Travis glanced up from the snake he was checking. No, I'm fine. How did he tell his sister that he'd seriously fucked up his first gay relationship yesterday? It had taken a lot of soul-searching, after his headache had diminished to a dull ebb, for him to realize that he should have stuck around to see why Rainey had left, even if it ended up with a confrontation about the man being an ass. But Travis had never been good at confrontation, and he'd taken the coward's way out. He'd fled. If it had been an honest misunderstanding after the way he'd acted, he wouldn't be surprised if Rainey never spoke to him again. Focusing his thoughts back on the bohemian constrictor lying on his table, he verified the snake's white blood cell count. He heard the door behind him open and called out without looking. Be with you in a moment. I actually came to steal Lisa from you. I'd like to take her to lunch, if that's okay. Travis stiffened at the voice. Cliff, shit! Did Rainey tell his brother about him acting like an ass? While Lisa squealed and ran toward her new boyfriend, Travis kept his attention on the snake. No way in hell did he want to face Rainey's brother right now. Lisa Carlisle, you are not leaving me alone with this snake. The closing door greeted his statement, and he sighed.
Don't worry, gorgeous. I'll keep you safe.
At Rainey's quiet words, he spun. Shock filled Travis as he took in Rainey's nervous stance. Even uneasy, the man was sexy as hell.
Rainey, what are you doing here?
Oh, yeah, great greeting, dickhead.
I came to apologize. I'm sorry.
His green eyes darkened as he stepped closer and gripped Travis's upper arms.
I should have told Cliff no. I shouldn't have left you alone like that. It was wrong. Please, forgive me. Please give me another chance to prove that I'm not an asshole and that I really do care about you.
The pleading in Rainey's eyes and tone melted any anger he may have harbored. Of course, he whispered as he reached up and touched his lover's lips. I'm sorry, too. I shouldn't have run. I should have waited or at least accepted the pizza offer. I know it sounds odd since I just met you, but I missed you. Missed your arms around me.
Baby, thank you,
Rainey whispered before capturing his lips. In the back of his mind, Travis knew that making out with Rainey in his place of work wasn't the best way to keep a low profile, but at that moment, he couldn't get himself to care or to stop. Opening readily, he sank into the kiss and buried his hands in Rainey's thick, dark hair. Rainey's arms slid around his hips, and he pulled him flush against his body. Travis moaned softly, his cock stiffening as it rubbed against the other man's already erect prick.
Oh, my God!
His sister's startled words cut through Travis's lust-filled haze. Snapping his head around, he broke the kiss and stared at Lisa's pale face and shocked expression.
Lisa!
He hissed. Lisa lifted a hand and pointed at them.
You... Rainey... the date?
She squeaked out. Disbelief filled her eyes before she spun around and fled the examination room, disappearing into the waiting room. Shit! Travis cried, heading after her. He had no idea what he'd say or how he'd explain, but he had to try. He heard Rainey's footsteps behind him right before he spotted Cliff wrap up his sister and pull her close. Rainey yanked Travis to a stop with an arm around his waist.
Wait, Travis, he whispered. Lisa struggled against Cliff's hold and his grip loosened, but he wouldn't let her leave the circle of his arms.
What is it, Lisa? What's wrong?
Your brother is a faggot and he corrupted Travis. That's what's wrong. Lisa, please calm down and listen, Cliff said sternly. Astonishment filled Travis when Lisa obeyed, stilling in his arms and looking up at Cliff. His tone came out calm and persuasive.
I know my brother is gay, and I find the term faggot offensive, so please don't use it again, sweetie. As for your brother, he feared this very reaction. That's why he's never said anything. Rainey cares for Travis, just like I care for ye. He's finally found someone worth coming out for, and because of that, he needs ye now more than ever. Travis needs your support, Lisa. I know you love him. Don't let anything else cloud that.
Lisa stood silent in his arms for several seconds before turning to face Travis.
You told Cliff? But not me? Why?
Travis sighed, resting back against Rainey.
Because I feared you'd react exactly as you did. I watched what happened when Roger came out to his family. He was disowned, and Mom and Dad approved his parents' decision. I saw nothing to make me believe that you didn't support that as well.
I was 12 when that happened, Travis, she said in exasperation.
That was 10 years ago. Walking in on you and Rainey was just a shock. You could have told me.
Lisa rested a hand on her hip and glared. Travis eased from Rainey's arms and stopped in front of her.
You know now. I like Rainey. I'd like to see where it leads. I know Mom and Dad won't approve, so I'll probably get cut out of the family. You're a lot closer to them than I ever was, and I don't want that for you.
Lisa wrapped her arms around him and hugged him close.
I won't turn my back on you. Not for this, not for anything. I'm sorry I freaked out, Travis. You never give in any indication,
she finished helplessly. A single tear slipped past his lids before he could blink it back.
Thank you, Lisa.
Then he glanced up at Cliff and smiled.
And thank you.
He released his sister, and Cliff nodded.
You and Rainey are good, then?
Yeah, we're... Fuck!
Travis spun toward the motion at the edge of his vision and pointed.
Lisa, you get your damn snake. I'm giving it a clean bill of health so it'll get the hell out of here.
His sister rolled her eyes, strolled over to the slow-moving 20-foot snake, and picked it up, wrapping its coils around her arms.
You're so dramatic, Travis.
Rainey grabbed Travis's arm and pulled him out of Lisa's path as she flounced past and took the snake to a transport cage.
I'm right there with you, gorgeous. I wouldn't want anything to do with it either.
Cliff's lips twitched. While Lisa focused on getting the big snake into the rolling cage, he grinned at them and whispered,
I'm with you guys.
Chapter 7
Are you sure it's okay that I come?
Travis asked into the phone.
Aye, baby. I've been out to me parents since I was 15. I've told them quite a bit about you, and they look forward to meeting you. My mum has been begging me to bring you to supper for days. I'm so glad you finally agreed, and I can appease her.
Travis grinned, imagining the relieved smile on Rainey's face as he spoke.
All right. I'll swing by your place after work and pick you up.
Hanging up the phone, he grimaced, but he couldn't feel sorry after hearing the excitement in Rainey's voice. The man really thought that his family would be excited to meet him. After spending nearly 3 hours with Rainey's family, the man hustled Travis out of the house. Travis collapsed into his truck.
Holy hell! Your family is...
Overwhelming,
Rainey teased.
Travis chuckled. I was going to say exuberant. I've never seen women so excited to meet the boyfriend of a man, or even the boyfriend of a woman for that matter.
He laughed, unable to express the pleasure he felt that someone was so happy for him and Rainey.
Rainey leaned over and gave him a deep kiss.
Well, I know they're not the only ones. My dad was just much better at hiding it.
His smile turned accusatory. You forgot to mention that your six siblings and their families were going to be there. His lover had the grace to look sheepish.
I was going to mention it, but then I thought you'd refuse to come.
How could I ever refuse you? Travis smiled. Keeping his eyes on the road, he reached over and took Rainey's hand, before saying dryly, All you gotta do is look at me with those sexy green eyes and I melt. Kinda like when that kid on Sky High does his popsicle routine.
What?
Travis blushed at the amusement in Rainey's voice.
Yep. He just revealed his cheesy geekiness.
It's a kid's movie about superheroes,
he mumbled. And one of the superheroes melts?
Rainey asked, confused.
How does that make him a superhero?
It doesn't. He's a sidekick.
Risking a glance, he felt relieved to see nothing but interest, albeit confused interest, on Rainey's face. The kids are divided into two groups according to their superpower abilities. Some are heroes and some are sidekicks. He grinned.
Silly, I know, but I really like the movie. It's about acceptance and understanding of those different from you and, of course, beating the bad guy and getting the girl.
Feeling more comfortable, he chanced a grin at Rainey.
Well, I'm curious about this guy who melts. Do you own this movie?
And the blush was back.
Yeah,
he admitted, stopping the truck in front of Rainey's small house.
Good. We'll watch it together sometime.
Travis turned at Rainey's words, but realized his lover was quite serious as he smiled and slipped from the truck.
Go home and get some rest, he ordered. I know me family can be quite overwhelming in the beginning. It will get easier.
He started to close the door and then paused.
Don't forget about Saturday. I'll see you at 6:30.
Travis stared at the house and shook his head. How did you talk me into this again? He asked, looking over his shoulder at Rainey. Rainey looked at his worried mate and smiled.
What do you mean? It's just a poker night at me brother's. As me boyfriend, you're always welcome to join me. In fact, you're almost expected to be there.
Travis gave him a lopsided smile. Your boyfriend, huh? Smirking, he nodded.
Oh, yeah.
He grabbed Travis's hand, yanked him close, and settled his lips on his. God, he loved kissing this man. He could do it all night. His cock hardened and reminded him that there were other things he wanted to do just as much. Pulling away from Travis, he grinned.
Try to relax.
Travis grinned up at him. You kiss me like that and then expect me to relax? Chuckling, he released his man. Yeah, he liked how that sounded. His man.
Fair enough. Grab the rest of the beer and come on.
He led the way through the house to the kitchen and set the cases he carried on the counter. Travis set his down as well and looked toward the freezer. Want me to fill the sink with ice?
Sure, I'll find my brother.
No need to find him, Cliff interrupted, walking into the kitchen, a smile curving his lips.
Good to see you again, Travis. I was talking to Lisa about another double date. Does tomorrow night work for both of you?
Travis looked toward Rainey and shrugged.
Sure.
Sounds good to me, bro.
He hadn't seen Lisa since Travis's coming out on Monday. He'd asked Travis how it was going between them, and he'd said great. She'd asked a lot of questions and never said anything derogatory. Out of the corner of his eye, he watched Travis pull a bag of ice from the freezer and fill the sink before opening several cases of beer. Rainey had slowed down the courtship of his mate for Travis's sake. He didn't want to scare the man with how possessive he already felt, but with only talking on the phone each night and a couple of dinner dates, his wolf was becoming impatient.
Hey, how's it going with him?
Cliff whispered. He seems to be making himself at home.
Rainey grinned. I'm working on loosening him up.
He shrugged.
We've been taking it slow this week, but I planned for later tonight.
At Cliff's amused expression, he cleared his throat and spoke aloud.
What time is our date?
We meet at Mario's at 7. Rainey looked toward Travis, who glanced over his shoulder and nodded his consent.
Rainey smiled. Sounds good. So, who's all coming tonight?
Grady, Lark, and Clyde.
Oh, shit, you serious? He invited Clyde.
Rainey shook his head. Lark wasn't Pack, but he knew about them and, after many explanations, proved to be very understanding. Clyde was Pack, but liked to shoot his mouth off about faggots and ass-fucking. Introducing Travis to him at this point in their fragile relationship wouldn't be doing himself any favors.
Sorry, Rainey. He overheard me asking Lark.
Cliff rested a hand on his shoulder. I'll keep an eye on him. Travis glanced between them. An asshole? He asked bluntly.
Who's an asshole?
A deep voice asked from the doorway.
You, Clyde, don't you know how to knock?
Cliff growled. His tone had the other man cocking his head in submission, which would be hard to explain if Travis asked about it.
Sorry, Cliff,
Clyde muttered quickly.
Hey, Rainey, didn't see you.
Cliff stood behind Travis and tilted his head at the man, warning him to guard his tongue.
Haven't seen you in a while.
Where have you been?
Been busy working.
Clyde glanced slyly at Travis.
And wooing your friend, eh?
He held out a hand to Travis.
Clyde Richards.
Travis Carlyle. Clyde blinked, his brows lifting.
Carlyle? You'd be related to Dr. George Carlyle, would you?
Rainey saw Travis pale slightly before he nodded. His scent shifted subtly to wariness, and Rainey hoped Clyde didn't notice.
Yeah, he's my father. How did you know him?
Lark and I work at Sugar Creek Memorial Hospital. I'm a paramedic. Did I hear my name?
A breathy, masculine voice asked. A short, slender man, his blonde hair in spikes and frosted at the tips, strode into the kitchen and cast a shy smile around the group.
Am I late?
Not at all. We're waiting for Grady, Cliff assured. Pizza should be here in half an hour.
As if on cue, the front door slammed and the big man walked into the room. Grady tossed a 50 on the table.
That's for pizza. Are we just getting started?
Aye,
Rainey replied. Travis pulled out the beers for the others before opening one for himself, all the while casting furtive glances at Grady. Once done, he turned and held out a hand.
I'm Travis Carlyle. I'm one of the zoo's veterinarians. Have I seen you there this past week?
Grady shook Travis's hand, nodding and discreetly sniffing him. He glanced at Rainey before answering.
Yeah. I've been there a few times this week.
Do you work with animals?
The big man chuckled.
No. I'm a detective. Detective Grady Stryker.
Travis's eyes widened.
Oh, God. Nothing serious is going on, I hope.
I'm not really at liberty to discuss that.
I'm sorry. I shouldn't have asked. I should know better than that.
Yeah. His dad is Dr. George Carlyle, so he probably brings home work he can't talk about all the time,
Clyde announced before taking a swig of beer.
You know, he's never mentioned a son. Is it because you're a fag?
Cliff growled angrily.
What did I tell you about saying that in me house, Clyde? You want to get your ass kicked?
Travis colored. Clyde held up his hands in surrender.
Sorry. Gay? Better?
Then the man turned back to Travis.
So? Fuck. I told you you're an asshole. Get out of here, Clyde.
Rainey growled.
Don't get your panties in a twist. I was just curious.
Rennie watched Clyde saunter out of the kitchen and throw himself into a dining room chair.
You'd think he'd realize that most of us are gay, Lark said softly.
He's not the brightest wolf in the pack, that's for sure.
Rennie bit back a groan at Grady's slip of the tongue. Travis just nodded. I see what you mean about him being an asshole.
Hey, Lark murmured. Is he right? Is your father Dr. Carlyle?
Travis nodded.
Yeah, I'm his son. Clyde said you worked at the hospital with him?
Lark smiled slightly.
Sort of. I'm a tech nurse, and I pretty much try to stay out of his way.
Surprised at the innuendo, Rainey's gaze snapped to the shy, slender man. Rennie had run across Lark outside a gay bar in the nearby city. He'd saved the young man from getting his ass kicked by a couple of straights who'd been lurking around the bar. When he'd learned that he lived nearby, Rennie and Cliff had started trying to include him in anything non-pack-related. When he'd come to a 4th of July party a few months ago, he'd seen a couple cubs accidentally change. After a lot of explanations and some coercing on his and Cliff's part, Lark accepted the revelation and moved on. Travis's chuckle brought Rainey back to the conversation.
Yeah, my dad can be a dick. He wanted me to go into medicine, but I didn't want to work with him, so I became a vet instead.
Travis tossed his hand into the pot.
I fold.
Standing, he stretched and glanced at the clock. It was almost midnight. How late did Rainey usually play? Fighting a yawn, he glanced at his lover and caught his eyes. Rainey winked and went back to studying his cards.
I'm getting some water. Anyone want anything?
Grab me a beer, would you?
Clyde called.
Thanks, Travis. I'll take a beer.
Lark hopped up. I'll help. I'm on call tomorrow, so I'm ready for some water.
A beer would be great, gorgeous,
Rainey said with a heated smile. Travis fought down a blush at Rainey's endearment, and when Grady requested a beer by holding up one finger, he forced a nod of acknowledgement. Stepping into the kitchen and grabbing the drinks, Lark smiled shyly at him.
You must be important to Rainey. He's never brought his boyfriend to poker night before.
Really?
He couldn't stop the grin as he glanced behind him. Lark nodded.
It's nice to see him so relaxed. Normally he's so tense, like he's always on guard, searching for something or waiting for something to happen. With you,
Lark shrugged.
Maybe he's found whatever he's been looking for.
God, I hope so,
Travis murmured. At Lark's questioning frown, he grimaced.
I'm not real good at relationships, and this is my first gay relationship. I definitely feel there's something about Rainey. I just hope he feels it too,
he admitted. Resting a hand on his arm, Lark smiled at him.
I'm sure he does.
Travis smiled, liking the idea of being special to Rainey. He glanced over his shoulder across the bar separating the dining room from the kitchen. But his smile faded quickly when he saw the angry glare his lover aimed at Clyde. He watched Clyde leap to his feet with such force that his chair clattered backward to the floor. Cliff lifted a hand and pointed at Clyde's toppled chair.
Sit down, Clyde.
Travis fought back a tremble at the clear command in the man's voice, but Clyde just snarled.
Not happening. You heard him. Rainey just challenged me. If he doesn't follow me outside, we'll settle it in here.
Lark gripped his arm and whispered,
Oh, shit. What's Clyde talking about? Are they going to fight?
I did no such thing, asshole. I just said, though I may be a fag, if I needed to, I could kick your ass.
Rainey growled softly.
That's it. I'll show you.
Clyde leaped across the table, claws reaching for Rainey. Travis blinked.
Claws?
And then, instead of a man, a large brown wolf landed on top of his lover. Never missing a beat, Rainey tucked his feet against the beast's chest and kicked the wolf off him. The wolf landed across the room, but quickly scrambled to his feet. Rainey swiftly rose from the floor, waiting for the growling animal to launch again, but when it did, the brown wolf was intercepted by a black wolf that looked all too familiar to Travis. The larger black wolf grabbed at the right hind leg of the brown wolf and flipped it onto its back. Then his jaws were wrapped around the brown wolf's throat as he growled in warning. The brown wolf scrabbled for a few seconds, trying to break away, but the black wolf clamped tighter, shaking his head in warning. Finally, the beaten wolf went limp, baring his belly and submitting to the stronger animal.
"Holy shit,"
Lark whispered. The words broke Travis out of his frozen, shocked state, and he rushed around the bar where Rainey wrapped him up in his arms.
"Easy, baby. It's okay,"
Rainey soothed. Travis watched the black wolf release the brown wolf, and then the animal began to shiver. Seconds later, a very naked Cliff stood in the room. His brown eyes, so similar to the wolf's, stared at him for a moment before he reached for a cell phone on the sideboard. Cliff glanced at Grady and ordered, "Watch him." Grady nodded. The big man rose from the chair he still sat in and walked to the wolf.
"Declan, I've got a situation. An uninitiated sighting."
Cliff listened for a second.
"Aye, Rainey's mate."
A second later, and after another, "Aye," he flipped his phone closed.
"Fuck,"
Travis found himself whispering.
"Lisa is going to kill me when she finds out I saw Cliff naked."
Cliff's brow lifted, but he turned to Lark and said,
"There are sweats in the dresser of the bedroom on the right at the top of the stairs. Grab a couple pairs for me and Clyde, would you, please?"
Lark nodded and scurried from the room. Travis didn't realize he trembled until Rainey picked him up in his arms and headed upstairs. Rainey took him into a bedroom and sat on the bed, holding Travis on his lap. They sat in silence for several moments before he finally spoke.
"I'm sorry you had to find out this way."
Travis knew how emotional the man was by the thickening of his accent.
"What's going on, Rainey?"
he whispered. "What happened down there? Did I drink too much and pass out? Is this a dream?" He felt Rainey kiss his temple before tucking his head against his neck.
"No, baby, you're pretty damn sober. You saw Clyde and my brother turn into wolves. We're shifters."
"Shifters? Like in werewolves?"
That sounded like the craziest thing Travis had ever had to ask someone. The door opening caught their attention. Lark stood in the doorway, holding two mugs and looking uncertain.
"I thought maybe you could use some tea,"
he murmured, shifting from foot to foot.
"When I'd get upset when I was young, my mother made me tea."
Rainey's hand left Travis's back as he beckoned the small man forward.
"Thank you, Lark. That's very thoughtful of you."
After Lark set the cups on the nightstand by the bed, he slipped out of the room. Rainey sighed and, knowing Travis, waited for an answer, murmured,
"Aye, baby, something like werewolves, except not like Hollywood. No crazy half-creatures, no attacking humans, and I can't turn you into one. When I turn into a wolf, I'm perfectly cognizant. I'm still me, and I'd still know you."
Travis tensed.
"When you turn into one, you're one too?"
"Aye, Travis. I'm one too."
"Can I see?"
He'd just seen two wolves go at it in the dining room. Did he really want to see another one?
"Yeah."
Yeah, he did. He needed to know Rainey wasn't vicious or insane. Slowly, the arms around him loosened, and worried green eyes met his.
"Are you sure?"
The whispered question held so much fear that Travis's heart melted. He reached up and cupped Rainey's jaw, rubbing his thumb over the man's lips before replacing the finger with his lips.
"Are you afraid you're going to hurt me?"
"No, gorgeous. I never hurt you."
Rainey whispered the promise against his lips.
"Then what?"
"I'm afraid you'll leave me."
Travis saw the truth in his lover's green eyes. How much had this man agonized over sharing this side of himself with someone? There is only one thing he could promise. I can't tell you that there won't be things that will make me want to leave your sexy ass, but I can tell you that if you really do turn into a wolf, it won't be a deal-breaker. Rainey stared at him for a long moment, weighing the truth of his words. Travis held his gaze. Rainey nodded. He moved away and stepped into the middle of the room. After he'd stripped, he glanced uncomfortably around the room. He ran a hand through his hair and then met Travis's gaze.
You're my mate, so I never hurt you. But if you run, I might chase you.
Grimacing, Rainey shrugged.
I am a wolf after all.
Smiling at the worry lining Rainey's face, he nodded. I promise I won't run. And you can explain you and your brother's mate comments afterward. Travis watched intently as a shiver ran through Rainey's body. Goosebumps rippled over his skin, and then bones and muscles stretched, contracted, and shifted. Rainey dropped to his knees, fur grew, and a tail appeared, and Rainey's face stretched and contorted into a muzzle filled with sharp teeth. Seconds later, a large black wolf shook out its fur before lowering himself to the floor, trying to look as unintimidating as possible. Kneeling on the floor nearby, Travis stared into the wolf's deep green eyes. He smiled and crooked a finger. "Get over here, Rainey." The wolf moved slowly, his tail wagging like a wary dog, still worried about scaring him. But, as a vet, Travis had learned to tell the difference between an aggressive animal and a non-aggressive one. Rainey definitely fit into the latter category, and the need to bury his hands and nose in his lover's fur was too hard to resist. Wrapping his finger in the wolf's ruff, he rubbed his cheek against Rainey's head, enjoying the soft fur of his ears. "You're a very handsome wolf, Rainey," he murmured into his fur. The wolf licked his face. Both their gazes snapped up at the turning of the bedroom doorknob. A tall, muscular African-American stood in the doorway.
"Well, I guess that answers the question of how you're taking the news."
Travis's brows shot up when he saw Rainey roll to his belly in obvious submission to the man in the doorway. The stranger waved a hand and chuckled.
"Why don't you get up and change, Rainey? I'd like you to introduce me to your mate."
A few seconds later, Rainey grabbed his jeans and yanked them on. He pulled Travis into his arms and kissed him deeply, showing with his kiss how grateful he was that his mate accepted him. A throat clearing, followed by a chuckle, had Rainey ending the kiss.
"Travis, this is me Alpha, Declan McIntyre. Alpha, this is Travis Carlyle."
Chapter 8. He couldn't describe the relief that Travis hadn't run in the other direction as soon as the talk of werewolves and shifters started. Instead, he'd listened to everything said, asked a few questions, and embraced his wolf.
"Damn, life was wonderful."
Rainey had explained his side of things to Declan, including that he hadn't turned wolf to fight back and had allowed his brother, who held a higher rank in the pack as second tracker only to their father, to handle the situation. Sure, words had been heated, but nothing warranted shifting in front of someone who didn't know of their existence, regardless if it happened to be someone's mate. Information Clyde didn't know anyway. Declan had taken Clyde home to punish him, and now Rainey was free to take Travis home. "So was everyone there a shifter?" He flashed a smile at his mate and shook his head.
"No, Lark isn't a shifter, though he does know about us."
"And Grady? Because he'd make a damn huge wolf." Rainey laughed.
"God, what I wouldn't give for him to hear you say that. No, he's a tiger shifter."
"Tiger shifter? As in huge cat?" "Wow, that'd be something to see. What other kinds of shifters are there?"
"The more common are wolves, fox, and lions. A number of other cat breeds are out there, like tiger and cheetah, but they're rarer. I've seen a snake once."
He grinned at Travis and cocked a brow. Boy, was I pleased that he wasn't me mate. I've heard of other animals like a bear and eagle, but I've never met one.
That's amazing, he murmured, lost in thought.
For a moment, Rainey thought he'd shared a little too much information.
You still haven't explained this mate thing to me, Travis pointed out, relieving Rainey's fears.
He loved his man's curiosity. He parked the truck and beckoned Travis to follow him.
I want to hold you, gorgeous. Let's crawl into bed, and I'll explain.
There was nothing he wanted more than to wrap his arms around his mate and hold him and be reassured that Travis was still with him. His mate followed in silence as he led him through the darkened bungalow. Moonlight shone through the window, dancing over their skin as they undressed and crawled into bed. Feeling Travis's naked body against his own, Rainey couldn't hold back the moan.
Talking on the phone is nice, he murmured, but nothing compares to this.
Nothing? Travis murmured, rubbing his erection against Rainey's hip. Rainey groaned, stilling Travis's movements with a hand on his hip.
Stop that. I'll never get through this talk.
He nodded and stilled. His blue eyes looked almost silver in the moonlight as Rainey looked into them. The way they looked, he felt like he could see his future in his mate's eyes. Calm, serene, and happy.
Fate grants each shifter a destined mate. Humans might call them our soulmate. We don't pick them, but normally we know them on smell.
On smell? Travis interrupted dubiously.
On smell, he said, smirking. Most shifters' sense of smell is highly developed because we share our soul with an animal counterpart. I smelled you that day at the zoo and knew I'd have to return to meet you. We mate for life, and finding our mates is the greatest gift fate can grant us.
How does fate choose suitable mates? Rainey shrugged.
I have no idea. Maybe it's as simple as pheromones. Two people that find each other sexually compatible. Most of the time, the couple finds great happiness together. But it's just like any relationship, where both parties have to work hard.
Grinning, he traced the outline of his mate's ear.
Of course, with a shifter, there is the added benefit of us being hardwired, so to speak, to want to please our mate, to keep them safe and well provided for. But we're also a tad on the possessive side.
He added, and this is for life? Rainey smiled down at Travis and ran his fingers through the smaller man's blonde hair.
For life, gorgeous. If you let me claim you, and I admit that I want to very much, there would be no other for me. Ye are the one I'd want in me life, me home, and me bed. We'd be partners.
Rainey held his breath, afraid that what he'd just admitted would finally scare the man away. It was a lot for a human to take in. Travis frowned. Rainey's heart seemed to skip a beat. What do you mean by claim? He let out the breath he held and kissed Travis's temple, his heart beating a mile a minute as he admitted.
A claimin' mark. I'd bite ye here.
He traced the tendon where the neck met the shoulder.
By mixing me saliva into your system and your blood into mine, it would serve to bind us. Me scent would always be on ye, and other shifters would pick up on that. They'd know that you're taken.
His gums tingled. His canines threatened to drop at just the thought.
Oh, that's not too bad, Travis murmured.
His blue eyes searched Rainey's face. Anything else I should know?
There is one other thing. Well, a couple of things, but there's one other big one,
Rainey admitted. At Travis's questioning look, he blurted,
Your aging will slow.
What?
Shifters age slower than humans. Our average lifespan is 200+ years. Your aging would slow to match mine, and...
He paused, uncertain of how to tell Travis any other way.
If I died... You would die, and vice versa. Our lives would be linked.
Wow.
Travis murmured. That is a big one.
You don't have to decide anything now, Gorgeous. There's no rush. Just think about it, okay?
Travis nodded, reached up, and kissed his cheek. I will. I'll admit it's a lot to take in, and I do want time to mull it over, but what I told you at your brother's was true. I'm not going anywhere.
Thank you, Travis.
Relief washed over him. He pulled Travis tight to his body and rolled, trapping the smaller man under him. Rainey sealed his mouth over his lover's and nipped at the man's lips. Travis opened eagerly, his tongue sliding out to play and taste. Rainey rubbed his stiff shaft against Travis's and groaned at the delicious feel of his lover's hard cock pressing against his own. Shifting so he could get a hand between them, he grabbed both their cocks in a tight fist and stroked. Oh, God, yes, Rainey, just like that. Travis's hips bucked up under him. Using the pre-cum oozing from them both to ease his hand's way, they started in a swift rhythm of thrust and retreat against each other through Rainey's fist. Breaking the kiss, Travis's back arched. His eyes stared up at Rainey in rapt adoration, and he came, shouting Rainey's name hoarsely into the silence of the night. The warmth and smell of Travis's seed, the feel of his body shuddering under him, tipped Rainey over the edge, and he howled his own release. He rested his forehead against Travis's shoulder as his body continued to tremble, his breath coming in gasping pants. He felt wet, open-mouthed kisses trail down his neck and shivered.
Good, baby. Am I crushing you?
He knew he should move, if for no other reason than to clean up. Dried cum on skin was not comfortable, but damn, it did feel good just to rest curled up around his mate. Yes, but I don't want you to move yet. I love having you draped over me, Rainey. Travis murmured into his neck, continuing his exploration. You taste so good. Suddenly, the kissing stopped, and Travis's head shifted. Rainey lifted his head and saw a question in Travis's eyes.
What? You can ask me anything.
Travis nodded, his brows creasing. Is Lisa Cliff's mate? His brows shot up in surprise. That had been the last thing he'd expected Travis to ask.
Yes,
he admitted.
Why?
He shrugged. I was just thinking of the day Lisa found out about us, and remember Cliff's words, you know, that you care for me like he cares for her. Well, I got to thinking. Travis shook his head. I don't think she's going to take this very well. Lifting onto his elbows, he frowned.
What do you mean? She's your sister. I would have thought she'd be as open-minded as you.
To Rainey's surprise, Travis laughed heartily, his chest moving underneath him. He glared at his mate, not sharing his mirth.
What?
Sorry, Rainey, but how can you, of all people, say that when you're gay and your brother is straight? Sure, you're siblings and you love each other, but you have some big differences.
Rainey nodded. He could see that. It was a bad assumption on his part. So you think she's going to have a hard time accepting Cliff's wolf?
His heart had suddenly ached for his brother. Cliff had been searching for so long and was so excited to find Lisa. What if she rejected him? No, that wouldn't happen.
What can we do to help?
Ah, that's one of the things I love about you, Rainey. Your big heart. Rainey could do nothing but stare in stunned silence as Travis reached up and touched his cheek. His mate loved him? How did that happen? They'd known each other only a couple of weeks. He forced himself to listen as Travis went on, but Rainey planned to revisit those thoughts later. We can just be there for them both as they struggle through this, Travis continued. Where I've always been interested in science fiction and the paranormal, Lisa is far more down to earth. Her book of choice would be on world history, while mine would be a paranormal thriller. I've always believed in ghosts. Learning that there are shifters isn't that big of a leap for me.
How did I get so lucky?
Rainey murmured, kissing the man soundly. Travis chuckled against his mouth.
Don't say that yet, he murmured. You haven't met my parents.
Enjoying the shower beating down on his head, Travis tried to shut down his overworked brain, but he couldn't. He couldn't believe that he'd blurted out that he loved Rainey. The thought had never crossed his mind until he had said the words. It had felt like the most natural thing in the world to say. Although he couldn't imagine taking it back, he wondered what Rainey thought of it. Then another idea occurred to him. If Travis refused to allow Rainey to claim him, he'd grow old and die long before Rainey would. That possibility was unacceptable. It didn't matter that he'd run the risk of dying young, because he didn't want to live without Rainey anyway. He paused at that admission. He really didn't want to live without Rainey.
You're thinking awfully hard, Gorgeous. Is something wrong?
Travis didn't know how to reveal his decision to Rainey just yet, but his mind scrambled for an acceptable subject. Are you interested in meeting my parents? Okay, that probably wasn't the best subject to discuss. Rainey paused in scrubbing his back, and Travis held his breath.
You really want to introduce us?
He turned in his lover's arms and rubbed his palms over the solid muscle of Rainey's chest. He loved the way the water glistened on the man's tanned skin and took a few seconds to watch water run in tiny rivers down his body. Travis's eyes fixed on Rainey's half-hard cock, and he had to touch. Wrapping his fingers around it, he felt it stiffen right up.
Yeah. Yeah, I do. We have a family dinner every Thursday. I'll ask Lisa if she'll invite Cliff. Maybe if they meet you before we announce you're my lover, it'll be easier for them to accept.
It was a long shot. Oh, who is he kidding? It wouldn't matter in the least. Once his parents found out he was gay, they'd disown him. Not that it mattered too much anymore if it meant having Rainey in his life.
Sure, baby. That's fine.
He glanced up at Rainey's face and chuckled. The man's head was thrown back, his eyes were closed, and the water cascaded down his body. He had his hands resting on Travis's shoulders, and a look of utter bliss blanketed his features. Travis knew Rainey would agree to anything, while not hearing a word he spoke. Reaching his other hand down, he cupped Rainey's sack and rolled his balls around in his palm. Maybe we'll discuss this another time, huh?
Sure.
Rainey grunted. Travis had to hold back another chuckle. He took his hands away from Rainey and grabbed the soap to slick them up. His lover groaned.
Don't tease, Gorgeous.
I'd only be a tease if you weren't going to get any, he whispered huskily. Rainey's green eyes snapped open.
Yeah?
Yeah. Lust blanketed Rainey's features so fast it took Travis's breath away. He grabbed Travis's shoulders and spun him around.
Brace your hands on the walls and lean forward, Gorgeous.
Grinning in triumph, Travis did as commanded, even going so far as to thrust his butt out and splay his legs as far as possible in the confines of the shower. He heard Rainey groan, and then the man's hands were on his ass cheeks, spreading him open for his lover's perusal.
There's something else I've been meaning to mention.
Something else you haven't mentioned?
He tried to tease, but his voice came out far too breathy. He couldn't make himself care when a soap-lubed finger slid into his rectum.
Oh, yeah.
So, I don't even have to ask, eh?
He heard the amusement in Rainey's voice and grinned. If it gets you to hurry up and fuck me, name it. A second finger slid in beside the first, and he felt his greedy hole suck it in, welcome it. Yeah, this is what he needed. His lover to fill him. No, his mate to fill him.
Fuck, that sounded good. Shifters can't get or transfer any human diseases,
Rainey whispered into his ear, sending a shiver down his spine, causing his balls to tighten in pleasure.
I don't want anything between us when I fill you.
Travis nodded. Under one condition. What a perfect opening to ask to be claimed. The fingers paused in their scissoring, and he whimpered and shoved back against them.
Don't stop,
he whined. The fingers in his ass started moving again. Rainey added a third and started pegging his prostate with every stroke. Travis groaned, his cock jerking, forcing bead after bead of pre-cum to ooze from the slit and slide across the wide head. The sensation sent even more tremors through his body. He wanted to reach down and stroke himself, but was afraid he'd lose his balance.
"What's the condition, Travis?"
The whispered words in his ear sent a shiver through him. Shit. What was he going to ask? He couldn't even think when his mate kept nailing his gland over and over. "My mate, right!" Tilting his head to the side, Travis bared his neck. "Claim me." Suddenly, the fingers were gone, and Travis feared he'd misspoken. But then the head of Rainey's soap-slicked cock nudged his hole and thrust inside, entering him fully in one smooth glide. The burn in his ass made him tense, but he pushed through it, and then the pleasure started, releasing heady endorphins through his system. Rainey's mouth nuzzled where his neck and shoulder met, kissing and licking the area.
"You sure?"
"God, yes, Rainey." He clenched his ass muscles around Rainey's cock, loving the feeling of fullness. Travis didn't know how he'd gone his entire life without this, but he never wanted to again. "Make me yours. I want to be tied to you." They'd deal with whatever fallout happened together. His mate would never leave him, and he'd never leave Rainey. God, that sounded good. The man's low growl at his words was the sexiest fucking thing he'd ever heard. Rainey started to move, pulling out and pushing in, each slow glide ratcheting up his desire even more. "More, Rainey, I need... Words were lost to him as his mate began to pound his ass, slamming into him again and again. He tried to match the rhythm, but couldn't. All he could do was feel as Rainey possessed his body, owned him, body and soul. When Rainey reached around and fisted his cock, he screamed. His orgasm hit him so hard and fast he would have collapsed if Rainey didn't wrap an arm around his waist and hold him up. And through it all, Rainey continued to ream his ass, stretching his orgasm out. Seconds later, he felt Rainey's teeth on his neck, and the man bit. Pain mixed with pleasure, and he shot again. His body jolted as he orgasmed again, sending several more streams of seed against the wall in front of him. Warmth filled his channel as he heard Rainey growl against his neck. Panting, he rested his head on a hand against the wall, trying to fill his lungs with air. He felt a tongue against the wound on his neck, licking the blood away. Travis trembled, his cock making a valiant effort to rise again. He heard Rainey murmuring something against his neck and realized it was one word, over and over again.
"Mine."
A peaceful glow filled him, and Travis nodded. "Yours."
Chapter 9. Travis pulled his truck into the parking lot of Mario's and glanced around. Hopping out of the cab, he spotted Cliff's sedan and saw the man waiting at the door. He held out a hand in greeting, but when Cliff took it, the larger man pulled him in for a one-arm hug. He took a deep breath and chuckled.
"Well, hot damn. Welcome to the park, Travis. My brother didn't tell me he claimed you."
Glancing around nervously, he chuckled self-consciously.
"Yeah, just happened this afternoon. We had a lot of long talks, and I realized there wasn't any point in waiting, so..."
He shrugged. Cliff grinned and released him.
"Well, congratulations. I'm happy for you both.
You think your, pack is going to be okay with it?" he asked nervously. The man lowered his voice.
"Are you kidding? You saw what happened when you met our ma. She's ecstatic we found our mates. The mate bond is sacred to a shifter, Travis."
He continued, "Sure, there's a few that are a bit bigoted, but thankfully we don't have too many of them in our pack. Most will be very happy for you and Rainey." Travis nodded slowly, taking in Cliff's worried expression.
"How are you and Lisa? I haven't talked to her in a couple days."
"We're good.
I'm just a little worried about what her reaction will be, you know?
Understanding, he gave the man a reassuring smile. Well, I know I'm not much, but I got your back. I'll do everything I can to help her understand that being coupled to a wolf doesn't change the good man you are.
Cliff pulled him into another hug.
Thank you, brother.
Hands off, brother. You have your own.
Travis felt Rainey's hands on his shoulders extricate him from Cliff's hug before he was wrapped up from behind.
You wolves are a very touchy-feely bunch, aren't you?
He asked with a laugh. When Cliff just grinned and Rainey didn't reply, he looked over his shoulder and saw his lover still glaring at Cliff. After a quick glance around, he turned in Rainey's arms and gave his mate a quick kiss.
Relax, he was just congratulating us.
That's right, little brother. Congratulations.
Then Cliff smirked.
Be sure to let Declan know. He'll probably want to host a welcome to the pack barbecue. Rainey grinned and released Travis.
Hurry up with Lisa and we can get it over with together. Where is she anyway?
Holding our table. You two are late. Although now I know why. Come on.
I've got bad news, Cliff. My sister's going to want more than a barbecue. She'll want a wedding. A nice big one, Travis told him.
Cliff groaned as he led them through the restaurant. Lisa rose and hugged Travis.
Hey, are you in cologne?
She asked, drawing away.
No, why?
She shrugged.
I just think you smell different. Maybe it's your laundry detergent.
While waiting for their food, Cliff's phone rang. He saw the number and rose, greeting Declan by name. A second later, he motioned to Rainey and the brothers disappeared into the men's room. Taking advantage of the time alone, Travis stared at his sister and dropped a bombshell. I want to introduce Rainey to our parents. Lisa blinked at him for several seconds. The knife she'd been using to butter a roll poised in midair.
Really? That was fast?
You think it's serious?
Travis nodded.
As a heart attack, sis.
How do you feel about Cliff?
She put the bread and fork down and stared at the table for several seconds.
I really like this one, Travis, she admitted.
More than I think is wise, since I've known him less than a month. But when she looked up, fear clouded Lisa's eyes.
But I feel like there's something different about him.
What do you mean? His heart pounded in his chest as he waited for his sister to speak. Lisa glanced over her shoulder, making certain the men weren't returning.
There's things he says. He refers to his family as Pack and the head park ranger as Alpha. It's weird.
She nibbled her lip for a moment. Travis spotted the brothers returning. He caught Rainey's eye and gave a curt shake of the head. His mate stopped, cocked his head, and then pulled Cliff back towards the men's room.
What else? Well, Cliff acts like he's really serious about me, but just like now, if his Alpha,
she brought up her fingers and made quotes, calls,
he drops everything and leaves the room to talk to him.
Concern filled her blue eyes when Lisa met his gaze.
Do you think he's part of some cult? Have you ever noticed anything like that with Rainey?
Travis frowned, glancing over Lisa's shoulder. He saw the concern on Rainey and Cliff's faces. Too bad he couldn't speak telepathically to his mate, like in some of the werewolf stories he's read, because he could really use Rainey's advice right now. Travis took a deep breath and fixed his gaze on Lisa.
Rainey has told me about certain things. It's not a cult. Think of it more as a...
Oh, my God. Have they initiated you into this organization? Is that why you know? Her voice rose as she talked, panic beginning to fill her voice.
You'd better tell me what the hell is going on.
Travis caught the wolf's gaze and jerked his head. He held up his hand in placation.
Lisa, it's nothing like that.
Rainey and Cliff appeared, and Travis pointed at Cliff. Keeping his voice low, he said,
You'd better tell her. She already suspects something is different about you, but her guesses are far more outlandish than the truth.
Cliff nodded slowly, but Lisa wouldn't let him take her hand. The pain in the man's brown eyes squeezed Travis's heart.
Damn, how could things have gotten out of hand so quickly?
Going around the table, Travis wrapped an arm around Lisa's waist and led her outside. He refused to let her pull away until they reached Cliff's sedan. Then he buried his finger in her hair and forced Lisa to look him in the eye, just as he used to do when she was a naughty little girl and he had to get her to stop pouting and listen. Lisa, Cliff would never, ever hurt you. You need to go with him and hear what he has to say. If you need me, I'll be at home waiting, but I don't think you'll need me. After he's done explaining things, we're going to take our men home to introduce them to our parents. Then I'm going to be disowned by Father, and you're going to be well taken care of by Cliff, understand?
They won't disown you, Lisa whispered, tears in her eyes.
Travis used a thumb to wipe it away before it could fall. This is no time for crying, and yes, Father at least will, and we both know that Mother won't defy him. It doesn't matter. I don't need them. I have Rainey and you and Cliff. Now, go with your man and let him explain. I promise, as your brother, nothing bad will happen. In fact, you may be pleasantly surprised. Lisa forced a smile.
I'm making something out of nothing, aren't I?
Well, it's not nothing, but it's not bad either. Travis kissed her forehead and helped her into the car. I'll see you tomorrow at work, Lisa, and you on Thursday, Cliff. Mother's cocktail hour is from 6 to 7. He said, ignoring Lisa. I expect to see you both there, and don't be late.
It's going to be a hell of a show.
As they watched Cliff's sedan pull out from the lot, Rainey wrapped an arm around his waist and hugged him to his side.
Now I know why ye are me mate,
he murmured. Because I'm so gorgeous?
He felt warmth in the man's chuckle.
Although ye are that.
It's because we needed ye to help with your sister.
Cliff would have had a hell of a time of it if we didn't have your support.
Travis shrugged. He would have gotten through to her eventually. I just think he forgot to censor his tongue from time to time because he automatically assumed that, as his mate, she'd accept him. He'd never told anyone about his wolf before, has he?
Cliff? No. I think the last serious relationship was almost 30 years ago.
30? Just how old are you guys? Chuckling, Rainey led Travis to his truck.
Let's see. At last birthday, I was 92, and Cliff was 98.
He gave Travis a quick kiss in the shadow of his door.
So, are you coming back to me place?
Can't. I told Lisa I'd be home if she needed anything, and although I doubt she will, I want to be where I said I'd be. He grinned at Rainey's disappointed look.
Why don't you follow me to my condo?
Rainey smirked.
Excellent. We can watch Sky High.
5 hours later, Travis woke to his phone ringing.
Yeah?
He answered sleepily. A wolf. A fucking wolf. Why the hell didn't you say something? Do you have any idea how long I hid in the bathroom? His sister's voice screamed from the phone, and he pulled the device away from his ear. Lisa, calm down. What happened? Why'd you end up in the bathroom? Are you still there? Travis asked, frowning. He shifted onto his elbow and glanced at Rainey behind him, taking in his mate's worried expression. No, I'm not still in the bathroom, Lisa huffed out. What happened? Is everything okay? Travis asked, enunciating each word slowly, hoping to cut through his sister's dramatics. When we got to Cliff's place, he sat me down in the living room and told me he had something to show me. He left the room, and a minute later, this huge black wolf comes trotting in. What do you think I did? I freaked! Travis's eyes slid shut as a deep sigh escaped.
Damn, my brother sucks at explanations. We should have gone with him.
At Rainey's words, Travis realized the shifter's wolf hearing allowed him to hear every word Lisa had said. He nodded.
You got that right.
Into the phone, he said, Why didn't you call me?
Where are you now?
She hesitated.
Just tell them, love.
He heard a sleepy voice growl faintly. Lisa huffed again. Travis suddenly grinned, feeling relief.
I just heard Cliff in the background. I think they're fine, he whispered to Rainey, who let out an exasperated sigh. Lisa, what happened? He asked again. Cliff talked me out of the bathroom. I couldn't call you because I didn't take my purse with me when I panicked. Travis shook his head. And Cliff explained everything. And? He pressed. Damn, when his sister went into theatrics mode, it was nearly impossible to get information out of her. Finally, Lisa sighed. It's no big deal. He's still the same guy, better even, right? I never have to worry about him cheating or leaving me.
Shaking his head, Travis flopped back onto the bed. He let out a rusty chuckle.
That's right, Lisa. You found your perfect man. Someone who will remain hopelessly devoted to you. Your every desire is his command, he teased.
Lisa's laughter at the other end of the line eased the tension that had seeped into his body. He smiled.
So everything's good with you two?
Lisa giggled.
Oh, yeah. We just finished the claiming. Wow. TMI, sis. TMI. But congratulations. Tell Cliff the same, if he's still awake. And I'll see you in the morning. Bye.
After he tossed his phone back on the nightstand, he snuggled back into the warm body of his lover and wiggled against the hard length behind him. Rainey's arm tightened around Travis, his lips nibbling the side of his neck where he'd marked him. His man hadn't told him the area would become an erogenous zone, but hot damn.
All is well, then, Rainey whispered.
Yep, congratulations. You have a sister-in-law.
Rainey chuckled before flipping Travis over and sliding into his still-stretched hole.
Well, thank you, gorgeous,
he murmured against his ear as he began to move.
And congratulations on gaining a brother-in-law,
Travis moaned and tipped his head back, encouraging his mate's exploration. Wrapping his legs around his lover, he opened to the man's movements. With his brain shutting down from the pleasure, he used his last second of thought to murmur,
thanks.
Chapter 10.
They released the wolf this morning. Travis turned toward Lisa, frowning.
What wolf?
The one Rainey put in a cage to replace Cliff. Evidently, it had been purchased from an illegal company. It wasn't really a healed rescue that wouldn't have survived in the wild. It was kidnapped from right here in the nearby National Forest.
Liz, you've completely lost me. What?
Lisa grinned.
Didn't know, did you?
Well, I overheard Director Skinner talking to that detective.
Detective Stryker? Travis asked, remembering the huge tiger shifter.
Yeah, you know him?
Travis nodded. Yeah, he was at poker night anyway, he said, waving a hand.
Continue.
Well, she whispered, leaning close.
Evidently, there are poachers in the National Forest, and while Cliff was running Fuzzy, they tranked him and sold him to the zoo. Rainey and some others replaced him with the real wolf from the forest, which was just released into the wild this morning.
Smirking, Travis said, that explains why you were so protective of him. You may not have known it then, but he was your mate.
Ha ha, very funny, Lisa glared. He saw the amusement in her eyes.
So, have they found the poachers yet?
Not that I've heard. The mirth left her eyes. And it frosts me that people would do that to animals. If I ever meet them, I will give them a piece of my mind.
Down, girl, Travis drawled.
Lisa rolled her eyes. Maybe when we see our mates tonight, they'll know more.
Lisa chewed her lip and frowned. Travis lifted a brow in question, wondering what bothered her now.
Cliff plans to ask Dad for my hand. Now that he's claimed me, we want to live together. I hate having to leave him every night.
Yeah, I could see how that would suck. I'd hate to have to leave Rainey every night, too.
You're living together?
The shock in Lisa's voice made him laugh.
Travis shrugged. We've been at either my place or his since one of Rainey and Cliff's pack members outed their abilities at the poker game.
All that's really left is consolidating our stuff and picking a place. We've talked about something closer to the pack. I don't mind a little longer commute.
Wow. That's amazing.
Well, it's not like we can get married. It's not legal in this state. Travis grinned. But mates is enough.
Lisa grinned back and hugged him. I've never seen you this happy, bro. It looks good on you.
Thanks, sis.
It does, doesn't it?
Travis headed toward the door. Let's get through tonight without raising a fuss. In honor of your mate's desire for our father's blessing, I won't tell them I'm gay yet. He winked and headed out the door.
As much as I hate to ask you this, please keep your hands to yourself while you're here.
Rainey's brows shot up.
Gorgeous. What are you saying? I can't control me hands.
Travis grinned at him.
Oh, I know exactly what you can do with your hands and plan to experience them tonight.
His grin faltered. But Cliff needs to marry his mate the old-fashioned way, so we have to be just friends tonight.
Rainey saw the sadness in Travis's eyes before he could hide it.
It's not like waiting to tell them you're my partner will change anything between us in the end, right?
He cupped Rainey's face and pulled it forward.
Rainey kissed his mate gently.
Of course not. You have such a big heart, putting your sister's happiness above your own. I know how much you want to share the truth, but you do this or tonight will be special for her.
He turned his head and kissed the palm cupping his face.
And since you'll still be in me bed tonight, it doesn't matter to me either way.
Rainey smiled, warmth filling him.
I love you, Travis.
Travis's eyes widened.
You love me, he whispered.
Oh, yes, gorgeous, he answered without hesitation. I love everything about you. Your big heart, your thoughtfulness, your curious nature, and your incredibly sexy ass.
He pulled Travis across the truck's bench seat and held him close.
But the thing I love most about you is that you're mine.
Yeah,
Travis murmured huskily.
Oh, yeah,
he replied before sealing his lips over Travis's. He delved deep, enjoying his mate's spiciness mixed with the mint toothpaste he'd used recently. After a moment, he pulled back.
But if we don't get out of here, I won't be held responsible for my actions.
Travis laughed as he followed him back from the truck. Travis walked right in, not bothering to knock. Rainey couldn't help but stare at the man's ass as he led him through the large hall. His peripheral vision showed a library on the left, but Travis turned right, entering a lounge. Lisa and Cliff sat on an ottoman across from two older humans. He could see where Travis got his build from, as well as his eyes, but those eyes on his father were far too cold and calculating. The mother's nose and sensual lips softened Travis's face.
God, his Travis was gorgeous.
Hi, Mom.
Dad.
The older couple rose and Travis hugged each, before turning back and placing a hand on Rainey's shoulder.
I'd like you to meet my good friend, and Cliff's brother, Rainey McDougal.
He glanced at Rainey and smiled.
My parents, Elizabeth and George Carlyle.
Very nice to meet you, Rainey.
Elizabeth stepped forward and took his hand in both of hers.
Please, call me Elizabeth.
She glanced over at Cliff before returning her gaze to him.
Cliff has just been expressing his desire to marry our daughter. We've given our blessing, of course. How do you feel about gaining a sister?
He chuckled lightly, trying hard to ignore the coldness in George's eyes as he watched from behind his wife.
We have three sisters already, but I'd be honored to add Lisa to our pack. She's a wonderful woman.
And you'd know about wonderful women, wouldn't you, Rainey?
Ah, shit. The man knew. He could smell the anger and disgust radiating from Travis's father. Rainey glanced at Cliff, who stiffened at the comment.
Rainey grinned and refocused on George.
Well, I've known a few, yes, but I don't really think that's an appropriate conversation, sir. A gentleman doesn't kiss and tell.
No, but you're willing to fuck and tell, aren't you?
George sneered.
Dad.
George.
Rainey didn't blink an eye as Travis and Elizabeth cried out as one. His jaw tightened.
I have no idea what you're talking about,
he replied evenly. George stalked across the room to the fireplace and grabbed the poker before spinning around.
Maybe you don't fucking tell, but your lover does.
At that, Rainey blinked, unable to keep the surprise off his face.
George smiled coldly. That's right. Your lover Clyde told me all about how you dumped him to try to seduce my son. Well, your kind aren't welcome here. And if you don't leave my boy alone, I'll make sure you regret it. I'll bury your accounting firm. Do you hear me?
He couldn't help it. He laughed heartily, unable to stop even as George stalked toward him with the poker and everyone else in the room stared at him as if he'd lost it.
Huh. Clyde. Clyde Richards. You believe that sniveling, arrogant excuse for a man?
He shook his head.
Truly, you need to learn how to sniff out a lie better, because I wouldn't touch Clyde with a 10-foot pole.
George hefted the poker. It doesn't matter if you fucked him or not. I've had you followed. I've seen you spending time with my boy. Good friend, my ass. Now get out.
Wait. Travis commanded, his voice calm as he stepped between Rainey and George.
Rainey bit back a growl and clenched his hand to suppress the urge to pull his mate out of harm's way.
If you throw him out, I will follow, Travis said firmly. He turned toward Elizabeth.
Mother, I love you, but I love Rainey too. He is my future. Please understand. I love him.
From the smell of her confusion, Elizabeth didn't understand any of what was going on. He watched George's face redden.
If you walk out that door, boy, you're cut off,
George threatened.
I will not have a fag sullying the Carlyle name.
Travis snorted and shook his head.
I never wanted your money, Dad. Never. And I don't need anything from you.
He turned and grabbed Rainey's arm.
Let's go.
Even though Travis had told him what to expect, it still pained Rainey that his mate would lose his parents because of him. Travis reached up and touched his jaw.
It's fine, baby.
From the corner of his eye, Rainey saw George move. He spun, putting himself between George and his mate, and the poker came down on his head. The blow staggered him, and he shook his head, trying to clear the pounding in his skull. He heard a snarl behind him as Cliff leaped across the room and tackled the irate man, wrestling the poker from him and holding him down. Rainey stepped close to the struggling pair and touched his brother's shoulder.
Let him up.
At Cliff's surprised look, he shook his head.
Family misunderstanding,
he murmured. Rainey saw the ferrule glint in Cliff's brown eyes and knew his wolf was close to the surface. He shook his head, saying softly,
Leave it be, brother. It's not worth it.
Cliff rose slowly, releasing the man. He backed warily toward his own mate, watching as a sputtering George heaved himself to his feet.
Relax. I'm leaving, Rainey growled. But if you ever threaten Travis again, I will not be so forgiven.
George's eyes widened in surprise before another wave of anger flushed his face.
Get out,
he snarled. Lisa leapt from the couch, standing next to Cliff, who automatically wrapped an arm around her and pulled her close.
We're all leaving, Father, she said coldly.
Her voice softened as Lisa turned to Elizabeth.
I'm sorry, Mother. We'll be in touch about the wedding.
Travis led the way out of the building, leaving a speechless set of parents behind.
Are you sure you want to do this, Lisa?
His mate asked quietly. Rainey heard her sigh from behind them.
No, but they've left us no choice, have they? We cannot continue to bow to Father's ridiculous whims, and I refuse to lose my brother and my mate.
He heard the smile behind her next words.
Besides, Mother will bring him around before the wedding. If I know her, she won't allow them to miss their only daughter's wedding.
When they reached the cars, Travis grabbed his arm.
Are you okay?
Sure, gorgeous. A weir can take a lot more than a human. No offense.
He said with a wink.
I'm not bleeding. I'll be fine.
Concern filled him at how pale his mate was.
How about ye? Are ye okay?
Travis nodded.
Just worried about you.
Grinning, Rainey pulled him close and latched onto his lips, his tongue sliding inside, reassuring him that his mate was indeed okay. A throat clearing behind him caught his attention. Turning, he found Cliff frowning.
We need to go to Declan's. We have to tell him what Clyde did.
Although all Rainey really wanted to do was get home and bury himself deep inside Travis's ass, he knew Cliff was right.
We'll be right behind you.
Travis followed Rainey into the large rustic cabin, taking in the hardwood floors shifters seemed to favor. Rainey had said it was because claws were hard on carpet. He laughed at the time, but when he thought about it later, the logic made sense. He followed Rainey and Cliff's example and inclined his head, baring his throat to the large man. To his surprise, Declan chuckled softly.
Thank you, Travis.
He turned to Lisa.
It's nice to finally meet you, Lisa. I'm sorry I had to interrupt so many dates.
Lisa smiled.
It's nice to meet you, too. It's good to finally put a face to a name.
Declan nodded curtly and turned to look at Cliff.
You all seem agitated. What's wrong?
It's Clyde again, Alpha, Cliff said. He works with Travis's father and has been starting some very disturbing rumors.
Declan frowned.
What kind of rumors?
Cliff turned to Travis, and he realized his sister's mate expected him to explain. Clyde told my father that he and Rainey were lovers, and that Rainey left him so he could seduce me. My father didn't know I was gay, so it angered him. He tried to hurt Rainey with a poker iron. The office stared for several seconds, as if expecting more. Travis remained silent. Finally, he rose and strode from the room. Travis glanced at Rainey, who patted his hand in reassurance. Declan appeared a moment later with a phone held to his ear.
Yes, Carson. I need you to bring Clyde Richards to me. Now.
That's correct. Declan hung up the phone and smiled at the group.
I was just about to prepare supper. Is anyone interested in steaks?
Travis watched the Alpha standing at the grill through the kitchen window. Hearing steps behind him, he glanced over his shoulder and watched Lisa step up behind him. She wrapped her arms around him from behind and settled her head on his shoulder. Lisa followed his gaze and saw Declan.
"He's not what I expected," she murmured into his ear.
Nodding his agreement, Travis glanced back at her before seeing the big black man take a swig of beer and flip the steaks.
"He's lonely. Then we'll have to find him someone," she whispered.
"Don't go trying to play matchmaker with the Alpha, Lisa,"
Cliff said from the other side of the counter. He grinned at her chagrined expression, and then he sobered.
"The poor man has enough people doing that without ye, too."
Lisa held up a hand.
Got it. Don't worry about us. We'll stay out of it.
Then she glanced slyly at Travis. His eyes widened. He knew that look. She wanted to do some investigating into the man's personal life.
No. No, absolutely not. I will not.
He grabbed the salad and headed toward the deck. On his way past Cliff, he hissed.
You watch her. She's got something up her sleeve that will do nothing but embarrass you.
Cliff's jaw dropped, but Travis wasted no time escaping, leaving a huffing sister behind him. 10 minutes later, Declan paused while pulling the steaks off the grill to sniff the wind. Travis watched the brothers do the same.
He's here,
Rainey whispered to him right before Clyde and someone Travis didn't know, a sexy, dark-tanned Native American, walked around the corner. Declan pulled the last of the steaks off and set the plate on the picnic table.
Carson, thank you.
The man inclined his head in submission and stopped near the deck. Declan turned his attention to Clyde.
It seems we have a problem, Clyde. When you left last week, I expressly forbade you from going near Rainey.
But I didn't go near him, Alpha,
Clyde sputtered. He held up a hand and Clyde's mouth snapped shut.
No, Clyde, but you did something worse. You slandered him instead.
Declan frowned.
Why, Clyde? Why did you do that?
The man's mouth opened and closed several times before he managed to get any words out. When he did, Travis's jaw dropped in shock.
Rainey is my mate. I've waited years for him to realize this,
he shouted before turning and pointing at Travis.
And then this human comes along and tries to steal him?
Clyde turned back to Declan.
I told the human's father because I knew he would keep them apart. Then Rainey wouldn't be distracted any more.
Travis looked at Declan, fearing his response. Would he side with him and Rainey, or would he back the other wolf who claimed to be Rainey's mate? He watched Declan's jaw clench and a point in his neck pulsed. When he spoke, his voice came out a low growl.
Rainey has chosen his mate, Clyde. He's claimed Travis. The mate bond is complete.
He watched Clyde's eyes widen in horror. He lifted his nose to the wind and inhaled. Clyde's eyes dilated in recognition before his gaze locked onto Travis.
No,
he whispered.
No!
Travis watched warily, backing instinctively from Clyde's wide-eyed glare. It was then that he realized something in the man had snapped. The man shivered, and Travis recognized the signs of the shift. It started and finished so quickly Travis knew it had only taken a couple of seconds. Ruined clothes fluttered to the ground around Clyde as he launched at him in wolf form. Travis instinctively covered his arms over his face and closed his eyes. But the impact never came. Opening his eyes, he watched two wolves wrestle across the clearing.
Rainey,
he hissed, recognizing the black wolf. Both animals bit and scratched, ducked, danced, and weaved around each other. Both were approximately the same size, and Travis couldn't tell if one was winning over the other as blood and fur flew. He glanced around and saw Cliff and Declan watching intently, eyes fixed on the combatants.
What are you guys doing? Stop them!
Before he could move, Cliff grabbed his arm.
Stay still. You'll only distract him. He's protecting you.
At his shocked look, Cliff spared him a glance.
Clyde means to kill ye.
He gripped Travis's shoulder.
This is our way, Travis. We protect our own. Clyde attacked ye, and that means the fight is between Rainey and Clyde.
Cliff turned and looked him in the eye.
Trust me, brother. He won't fail.
A loud yelp sounded through the clearing.
Travis spun around and stared. Rainey stood growling over Clyde's bleeding body. The brown wolf rolled onto his back, signifying his submission and defeat. Black Wolf let out a low growl before tossing his head back and howling his victory. Backing slowly until he reached the edge of the clearing, he began to shift. Seconds later, a naked Rainey stood next to the deck. Blood oozed out of several cuts and gashes, but that didn't stop Travis from launching into Rainey's arms. Relief flooded him when he felt Rainey's strong arms wrap around him. "Don't ever do that to me again," he whispered into Rainey's neck. He felt Rainey's chest rumble and a chuckle against him.
"Worried about me, gorgeous?"
"Hell yeah!" Travis practically screamed. A growl from behind them had them both turning. Rainey shoved Travis out of the way just as he spotted a massive chocolate-brown wolf take out Clyde's launching form. Seconds later, the wolf he didn't recognize had his jaws around Clyde's neck. A loud snap echoed through the clearing, and the smaller brown wolf lay still. When the chocolate wolf turned his gaze toward him, Travis crab-walked backward until his back hit the deck. Rainey appeared next to him, holding him close.
"Relax, Travis. It's over now."
He trembled in Rainey's arms as the wolf stalked toward them. When the animal stopped 10 feet away, Travis noticed the eyes of the animal watching him.
"Declan,"
he hissed. A shudder rippled through the wolf's body, and not even a second later, a massive naked alpha crouched in front of them. Although his jaw clenched in anger, Travis saw sadness in the big man's gray eyes. After a brief nod, Declan looked toward the edge of the deck.
"Carson,"
he said. Carson nodded.
"Yes, Alpha."
The wolf strode toward Clyde's broken form, tossing a new pair of jeans to each of the naked men as he passed, since their old clothes were nothing more than scattered remnants on the deck. After putting on the pants, Declan knelt in front of Rainey.
"Let's get you cleaned up, eh?" "I'm fine, Alpha. Just a few scrapes."
Rainey grinned, pulling on his own jeans.
"I'd much rather enjoy one of the steaks you grilled."
Declan smirked.
"You got it."
Travis helped Rainey to his feet, and the trio stepped onto the deck. The Alpha nodded at Cliff before turning to Lisa, who'd tucked her lip behind her teeth in a valiant effort to stop the tears in her eyes from falling.
"I'm sorry this had to happen on our first meeting. I hope this evening's altercation hasn't sullied your opinion of us."
Lisa shook her head.
"No, I'm just sorry you had to kill one of your own. That can never be easy."
Declan's brow lifted as a corner of his lips curved.
"Let's eat. The steaks are getting cold."
Epilogue. 2 weeks later. Travis stared around at all the people filling the clearing. He couldn't believe that all these people were shifters, but Rainey had told him that most of them were part of the Stone Ridge Pack, headed by Declan and named after the little mountain town in Colorado where they lived. Travis found it amazing that so many unique creatures were hiding in plain sight. He felt Rainey's presence before he arrived. An interesting side effect of being mated, it seemed. Travis knew when his mate was near, like a sixth sense that developed to replace his lack of ability to smell him. Travis grinned up at the man.
"This is a pretty impressive turnout," he said, taking the beer Rainey offered him.
"It's not every day that a wolf finds his mate, and this celebration heralds the finding of two of them. Fate has blessed our pack," Rainey told him, grinning like a fool. "And congratulations again to ye and your brother, Rainey,"
Declan said, stepping up next to them.
"Your matings have brought great joy to the pack, and hopefully..."
An amused glint in the man's grey eyes.
"Cliff and Lisa will supply us with a few cubs."
Travis laughed heartily.
Werewolf cubs? Lisa will love that.
Ah, they come out human. They don't start shifting until they hit puberty. So, she has many years to get used to the idea. Ah!
Declan declared with a laugh.
Hey, guys,
Lark greeted, bouncing up to the group.
Hey, Lark, where have you been hiding? I haven't seen you since you got here 3 hours ago.
Travis pulled the small man into a hug. For a second, he thought he heard a low growl, but then Declan coughed and cleared his throat, and Travis dismissed it.
I've been hanging with the cubs. They're playing near the picnic tables, and a couple of the youngsters are explaining shifting to me. It's really cool. I just came up to get food for everyone.
He grinned again, his excitement lighting up his blue eyes and lovely masculine face.
Well, congrats again. I'll see you later.
Travis watched him bounce away and laughed.
Wow, I've never seen him like this.
Yeah, get him around some kids and he just opens right up. It's something else, eh?
Randy commented.
He's not Pack. Who is he?
Declan asked.
I'm sorry, Alpha. I should have thought to introduce you. That's our friend, Lark Tristan. He's known about shifters since our 4th of July party a few months ago. Our father and Shane initiated him.
Travis watched Rainey's eyes widen.
Oh, God. Please tell me they informed you.
Declan watched Lark grin at Carson, who manned the grill, and his eyes narrowed.
Lark Tristan. Aye, I vaguely remember the name.
He glanced at Rainey and smirked.
Sorry to alarm you. This is just the first time I've met him.
Rainey nodded, a look of relief on his face.
Alpha, excuse the interruption.
Travis vaguely remembered getting congratulated by the speaker, but couldn't remember his name. Rainey leaned over and whispered,
Nick. His name is Nick Greeley.
Slipping a hand into his mate's dark curls, Travis stretched up and kissed his lips. The word poachers caught their attention, and both turned to listen.
Yes, I said we located the warehouse. We've left a message for Detective Stryker, and we are waiting for him to call us back.
Travis watched Declan pull his attention away from where Lark filled several plates of food. Glancing at Rainey, he lifted a brow in question. Rainey shrugged, trying to hide a smirk.
Well, what do you know?
He whispered in Travis's ear. Before they could get involved with Declan's plan to storm the warehouse, Tilene pulled them away. They met up with Lisa and Cliff to take pictures. Several minutes later, Lisa let out a gasp and a squeal. Travis followed her line of sight and grinned.
Well, I'll be damned. She was right.
Lisa went sprinting across the clearing and wrapped their mother in a bear hug. Slightly nervous as she approached his mother, who spoke with an animated Lisa, Travis felt Rainey take his hand and squeeze. He smiled at his mate, took a deep breath, and said,
Hi, Mum. I'm glad you could make it.
Elizabeth turned and smiled. When she reached out and gave him a hug, he felt a wave of relief flood him.
Son,
she murmured, cupping his face.
You look well.
Travis smiled back.
I am well, Mom, but I've missed you. And I'm sorry about that. I don't think your father will ever accept your choice, but I can certainly see the appeal.
She looked at Rainey and smiled. Leaning toward Travis, she whispered loudly,
He's a very handsome young man, isn't he?
Laughing, Travis nodded.
I think so.
His mother smiled and kissed him on the cheek.
I'm proud of you for going after what you want, Travis. I've always been proud of you.
Her words caused a tension he didn't know he carried to ease somewhere in his chest. He'd never heard her say that to him before.
Thanks, Mom.
He whispered through a suddenly tight throat. After patting his cheek, she turned to Rainey.
And you, young man, you keep making my son just as happy as he is right now, and we won't have any problems.
She said fiercely. Lisa giggled.
She said the same thing to Cliff, she revealed.
Rainey chuckled, returning his focus to their mother.
On my honor, I will do everything in me power to keep your boy smiling.
Good, Elizabeth said firmly before turning to Lisa. Now, about your wedding, dear.
Travis watched his mother and sister head across the clearing toward Tallinn, once again deep in conversation about wedding plans. He shuddered, feeling bad for Cliff. A hand on his arm drew his attention. A young woman looked up at Travis, smiling shyly.
So, do you think I'll find my mate at the zoo?
Travis chuckled, pulling Rainey close.
Maybe. After all, I found my werewolf at the zoo.
Aye, that you did,
Rainey whispered, before capturing his lips in a bone-melting kiss.
The End.
We hope you have enjoyed listening to Werewolf at the Zoo, written by Charlie Richards, narrated by Niccolo Spritz. This has been a KJK Audio Services production. Charlie lives on a mini ranchette in Utah with her supportive husband. She enjoys spending time playing with her furry four-legged children, horses, dogs, and cats. When she's not training to compete in jumper competitions with her boys, Apache and Tucson, she can be found curled up with her laptop creating a sexy hero to pair with an adventurous heroine or maybe with another hero. She can be reached at chrichards2010@yahoo.com or visit her at www.charlierichards.com.